after I ate the six pieces, how long until I'd have to take a shit in the toilet?
That's up to you. Check so you check your digestive system, okay?
No.
I can.
Good for you.
Ka-ka!
Bye.
Who the fuck is this? Motherfucker, who is this?
You are listening to the Madhouse Radio Podcast.
The motherfucking prick!
If our nation ever comes under nuclear attack and you take shelter to protect yourself from radioactive fallout, water is the key emergency supply. Each person will need at least a quart a day, and if there's not enough water stored in your shelter, here are additional places to find it, especially if you plan to use a home shelter where you'll be on your own. Local authorities may instruct you to turn off the main water valve. When you do this, the pipes inside the house will still be full of water. Next, turn on the faucet located at the highest point in your house to let air into the system. Then use water from the faucet located at the lowest point in your house. You can also use water in your hot water heater, in the flush tanks, or water in ice cube trays, milk, soft drinks, canned juices. If necessary, you can even drink water that's been exposed to fallout. However, very young children should be given non-contaminated liquids when available. For more information, consult your local civil defense office.
Here I am. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. This is Carlito, host for tonight's show. Tuck is making an attempt to show up here as early as soon as possible. Hopefully, possibly he'll make it. We lost our team speak server that the milkmen have been paying for. Milkmen's just very busy. A lot of people have been asking me offline, hey, what's up with Milkman? We haven't heard him on the podcast. We haven't heard a podcast, but we haven't heard him on the live shows, seen him around, etc., etc. He's working a lot, man, but he's making a lot of money doing it. And haven't been able to catch him when we do a show, when we're getting ready to do a show. He's all right. Don't you worry about your old pal Milkman. He'll be on here when he can. You know, that option there kind of just went out. So in the meantime, the TeamSpeak server that he's been paying for that we used for Tuck to connect and him to connect, and in the past other people like Ted and Kokanee and all them, it's out. I think it was like a 6-month lease that he offered to pay for it, and that's gone. So I think might be able to go back to the old server we used to use, which belonged to Ted Webb. I'm going to go ahead and see if I can set that up here on the fly. Hopefully we can get Ted on... what's his name? Tuck, is that his name? Worst case scenario, we could connect him on... We could connect you, Tuck, on Skype if you're listening. We could connect you on Skype, but the problem with that's going to be, unfortunately, you're not going to hear music or call... Well, you will have callers, but you're not going to hear the rest of the show or anyone else talking. If we do go with that option. Tuck, you hear me now? We shouldn't be in the main lobby, though, Tuck. We got to find another room to do this in.
It's Oh, what's his name?
Hey, old, what's your ho? Is the Madhouse one dead? Is it gone? He might have purged it by now, right?
Yeah, it's probably purged by now. This server is so big and huge, I wouldn't even begin to start looking for where it might even be.
Where can we go? Can we pick a random one? Can you make one? We got to go through Ted to make one, probably. We need permissions, right? I don't think we have...
Yeah, probably. Yeah, exactly. I say use the main lobby, and whatever little 12-year-old kid comes in, we just fuck with him.
Yeah, and if it comes to problem, then we'll just... We'll choose a random room to go into, and then we'll go in there for worst-case scenario. Okay.
Yeah, that's not locked or something.
Yeah. All right, everybody.
I bet most of these are passwords. I'll look around.
Yeah, look around. Look around while you get time for an open one there we can squat in until we get a hold. I get a hold of Ted by email. He responds to email whenever. So anyway, I think there's other free TeamSpeak places we can go to.
There's the House Negro and the Field Negro.
House Negroes and Field Negroes here in the mouth tonight. Anyway. Turn the gain down to... There we go, that's a little better. All right, everybody, well, good evening. If you got your prank call request number, send them in. MSN Messenger is madhouse@live.com. Yahoo and AOL Messenger, AIM, as some call it. That'd be Madhouse Radio. Send in your request to me. I will take care of them for you. Don't worry about that. If you want to reach us here on... the telephone, I might be setting up the conference line again. I think that was great. I think. All right, Tuck, go ahead. Tuck's going to work on that. But that kind of worked out the last show. We set up a conference line for about an hour. And I think that might be what we do now for people. There's so many people ask people, like, want to call in. So I set one up, and Zolar called in. Evil Artie was on for a little while there. Wow, a whole bunch of people. A few white boys were on there. Stuff and such. We're also on our Ustream. If you want to check that out for whatever reason. I just leave us there's some video feed. I don't feel like wearing pants tonight because it's hot. And I don't want to put you people through looking at me without pants on. So I have the camera pointed outside to the parking lot and out to the major street here in Orlando. You can see what's going on out there. It's been a rainy day. Might get a lightning show in a little bit here. Hopefully the power doesn't go out. Internet stays up. We're getting another line of thunderstorms here in about an hour, according to the satellite center over there. We'll keep an eye on that. We had some good pranks last week, and unfortunately, I just can't. I gotta get time to edit podcasts, but I did add one last week to the stream last weekend. Time for Fuck. That was when we did a lot. Tuck and I were together doing a show, and I did a lot of calls to a gay chat line. I think we had some of that shit. That was a bunch of stuff. I don't know. Got another one that I started editing today, but I didn't have a chance to finish it. Hopefully by tomorrow I'll have a chance to. And that'll update also. And whatever. That's old shows. All right. Old shows. Woo. Yay. A lot of people checking in the chat room. Ken Wasted. Herbal bacon. Nice. That reminds me, dude. The other day I was at a head shop, and they had papers there, different flavored papers like they always do. You know, you got your grape and banana and, you know, all those urban, ethnic kind of flavors. And they had a bacon-flavored one. I was like, ew, man, really? I don't know if I want to smoke pot and a joint that tastes like bacon. What's up with that? That kind of make me sick, I think. I don't want that mess. Well, you got to think about it. Maybe it masks the scent, so it smells like maybe you're just frying bacon and you don't smell like you're a smoking pot. Maybe that's why you do it. Maybe that way cops will think you're one of them. You know the old joke. I just dropped something. Fuck. Smoke drugs. I do drugs in a bathroom in the movie theater, everybody. I do cocaine. PCP and ice and all that stuff all together. I call it a max ball. I put it in a balloon in my ass, and halfway through the movie I go to the bathroom and get real fucked up. Then I choke myself for a while and I get hyperventilated a little bit. It was crazy, man. And I'm disconnecting the cable for the music. Jesus Christ, what a day. I got an offer here from a local podcasting group. They've got a nice studio. They said it'd be if I wanted to go in with them on some upgrades or maybe just like a monthly help out fee or help out here and there with some stuff. They might be willing to have Madhouse broadcast live from there, and they've got a whole nice setup. Bunch of boards and computers and flashy things and shit. Really nice equipment. So I'm thinking I might do that. The only thing is it's nice now because when I want to do a show, I don't have to drive out to their place to do the show. I could just fucking, I'm just here. You know what I mean? I just drive. I wake up. Look at what I'm doing. I can't do a show in my boxers over there in that studio. I can't do that. It's frowned upon, I'm sure. I'm sure they don't want me to do that. I'm just noticing that the wrong microphone is on. So you people haven't heard any music at all. Fuck me in the ass. Fuck me in the ass with a stick. You didn't hear the intro. Nothing. Wow, what a piece of shit. Well, you missed a hell of great music and intro and a Malcolm X thing. You missed all of that. That keeps happening, Tuck. I don't know why. Tuck, are you back yet? Or are you still working on finding a chat room or something? You said you're going to be back in a second or 12, and it's way past 12 seconds here, fucker. You already got negative one gold star. I'm going to give a call to the Dewdrop Inn. I might be... I've got these queued up here. I don't have it edited, but I've got it time-marked. I might be able to jump through the file and play back these calls from last week. I think we did a show last Wednesday evening. And several calls to what Nunu's been calling the new Long Dong from back in the KDK when we were friends with KDK still, when we still had the alliance, the PCU alliance was still open before it was broken by Dr. Lego. It was this crazy angry Asian guy, and we called this place Dewdrop Inn. Guy sounded just like him. Let's give a call there. Whatever happened to Long Dong? Someone asked me recently. I think the guy died, to be honest with you. I'm not fucking around. I think I remember once vaguely hearing KDK calling, and someone said, no, he died. He's not here anymore. New Scoot, the place outside their logo that they have outside their building looks a lot like the Pepsi logo. What time is it in Honoruru? It should be open still. It's like 6:45. God damn it. He was looking, as was I. Hey. He was looking, as was I, on Google Street View. God, that place is everywhere now. I was surprised when I went on the other day. I didn't go on there the other day. Here's what I did, and it kind of freaked me out, Tuck. I got a Google Android phone, and I took my TomTom GPS, which is cost me, I think, I got it for Athena for her birthday once, or for Christmas. Cost $150.
You're showing off.
Shut up. It cost $150 to buy this thing as a gift. You know, I've worked, you know, we had it for a good year and a half. It did its thing, but lately it doesn't update as quick and it's slow. And I used to be able to connect the shit to your computer and update the maps, right? You know, when roads change and all this shit and it gets faster. And now it's like, you must pay $50 for another year of updates. I'm like, fuck you. I got an Android phone. It's got Google Maps with navigation on it, which is, Tuck, I'm telling you, it is better than TomTom, Garmin, all of those. It's equal or better than all. You have no need for GPS where you live because you have like one major road with one red light at it, probably one stoplight and three stop signs.
Actually, you do when you're trying to direct people to where I live.
Yeah, when you meet them on Craigslist, right?
Right, yeah.
Yeah, okay,
really,
cool.
No, what?
Yeah, Tuck. Ooh, dirty. Sly, dirty little dog, you, man. That's cool. I know. It's cool. Gotta do what you gotta do, man. Gotta get yours. But, dude, so what? I took my TomTom and I bought Velcro tape. I bought two-sided Velcro tape, and I took one side of Velcro tape and I stuck it to the back of my my Google phone. My G1, and I stuck the rest of it on the TomTom GPS device machine, and now I'm mounting my cell phone. I have two cell phones. I'm mounting my Google cell phone with the GPS on and the Google Maps going on the TomTom. So it's the most expensive cell phone car mount that I think you could find, $150. So that's how I roll. It's very ghetto, but it's fucking awesome. It looks really good. And I didn't want to Velcro it to the dash of my car because I don't want to get nasty shit in my car.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, dude, it was really weird.
When you lease your car out, you don't have a mark.
I was testing it, and I went to see my parents, and I put in their address, and I GPSed all the way there. And I got to my parents' house, and they showed me a picture of their house, like in the middle of nowhere out of some suburb out of Orlando. I was like, holy shit, that's weird. Like, my parents' house. The house that I grew up in, my parents' house, got pictures of it, and my dad's car is in front, and I was wondering. That's pretty cool.
From 1982?
No, my dad's got a nice car. No, my parents got Toyota.
Okay, 92. I need a picture. There's a picture from, like, 1982.
No, my parents have been Toyota people all along.
Like, one of the car he had, and maybe, like, your tricycle.
No, look, I'll be honest with you.
In a yard or something.
I'll be honest with you. My parents have a 96 Corolla that they bought
20 years ago.
My parents have a 96 Corolla that they bought new in 96. And that's my dad's car now. It still runs like a fucking dream. No problems, never really broken down. They just had to do some body work to it, I think. You know, got dinged up a little bit, and they replaced the brakes on it recently. But they've never had to take it in to get a fucking huge part of the engine or something major surgery-like, you know. Never happened with this Toyota Corolla. And 10 years later, they bought a 2006 Corolla, and that's my mom's car. That's the new one, an 06 Corolla. 10 years apart, both of them working in perfect condition. Toyota's a damn good car. You can say what you want about the accelerator and all that. That's pussy shit, all right? And they already know how to fix that. It's just a fucking recall. Like, it just happens. This is happening to cars that were, like, on the road for, like, 3 years. So why did they accelerate for no reason?
Like, when I was talking about, you know, some of those Google Maps things are, like,
No, no, but I'm talking Street View, motherfucker.
It's come from all kinds of stores.
No, I'm not talking. Here's what happens. The Google GPS, that's what I meant. I wasn't saying the complete thing. You guys are thinking it was the maps. No, fuckers. The Street View, when you're doing your GPS, when you get to your destination, when it knows you've made it, it switches right to Street View of your destination. So even if you're in, then you're kind of like, okay, which building is it? I'm in a downtown area. It shows you a picture of the front of the building that you're going to. So you're like, oh, it's that one with the red door and the big sign in front. You know what I mean? It's fucking amazing. Yeah, but isn't it kind of like Google's like a Leviathan sometimes, dude? Because it's really kind of getting kind of close to home. And you think about it. That Google Schmidt guy, he's buddy-buddy with Obama and the Obama administration. So I don't know, man.
Thank God, because I live in a rural area.
Yeah.
Google has it wrong.
Yeah. They will. They will map
they're
everything.
Off.
They're gonna have.
Thank God, and I'm glad they're off.
They're gonna have little droids at one point that are just gonna go through every single road constantly and. I don't know. It's going to be... You know me, I don't know if you've ever seen Star Wars, the first one.
Updated every hour.
You ever see Star Wars, the first one, where they're on the Death Star, and Chewbacca was walking through, and his little droid that was like a little box on wheels went up to him, and Chewbacca growled at it and ran away. I don't know if I'm digging
right,
deep.
Yeah.
But I'm saying they'll have little droids like that, just like going up and down streets.
You're talking about the movie everyone has seen.
Yeah, they're
over and over way too many times.
The big one, the first movie, which is Star Wars A New Hope.
Of course, yeah.
A New Hope.
Yeah.
Do you like any of those movies? Yeah. Have you ever done any art? Would you do a Leia art thing, anything like that? Would you think about it? Would you do that for me?
What? You want some fan art? You want some Star Wars fan art?
Do you ever draw vaginas? Have you ever drawn a vagina? Have you tried? Be honest. Do you know how?
Yes, of course.
You can? Can you draw? You can draw a vagina? Like, do you know how? Like, do you know what it looks like and everything?
Oh, yeah. Yay.
Oh, okay.
Shut up.
Like, you know where all the parts are to the vagina, right? Like, you know how to draw it. I'm just asking.
Shut up.
All right. No,
yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
I mean, if you don't, it's okay. I know you're a young guy still.
Little pee-pee.
Little pee-pee. Little hey-hey. Hoo-hoos and hey-hays. Earl Baker says Google just bought one of the automated drones for picture taking. Well, beautiful. Here we go. Yay. Taking pictures of you while you're taking a shower or eating beans at the same time. That's what I do. Fuck. I eat baked beans in a shower. Here's a magic. Don't ask me why. All right, sure. Go ahead, boss.
When I was a kid, before I knew about, you know, woos and hoos and all that.
Uh-huh.
So, I was a little kid who drew everything.
Okay.
So I had like a brother or cousin or something, I forget this, how it happened, was draw me a naked girl.
Okay.
So
a girl.
I, being the knowledge, as knowledge as I was at what it was, six?
Six was it? Okay. Not 16. Six.
Yeah, something like that. No. This is like a little kid shit.
Okay, all right.
So, I draw her with a full functioning penis, of course, like everyone does, because I don't know. I've vagina for my penis naked. Okay, naked, so this is naked. I knew the boob part, so basically I drew a female.
Wow. Wait, who asked you to do this, a teacher?
I don't even remember, like a cousin or a brother. I can't remember now. Or it was like friend.
Anyway,
I drew it.
That's weird.
So I had it in my notebook, sitting around for who knows how long, right? So my mom goes, was showing a friend of hers. My son draws wonderfully for, oh, he's very advanced for his age. So the woman is flipping around,
uh-huh.
And so she hits the female.
Oh my god, fucking panic. It's like, oh no, this gets fucking weird. Wow, that's scary.
Laughing.
Oh my god. Wow. I missed the cousin part. I thought
a shocking, scarring moment for me as a young artist.
I missed the cousin part, but for a second I thought it was like a priest or a minister or a teacher or a psychologist or a dirty doctor told you to say that or do that at 6 years old.
No, it was like another fellow little kid.
Like an uncle. That'd be funny. Hey, draw me a
nigga. Draw me a girl.
Yeah. Was he older?
You know, little kids are. You know, if it was older, it was much older. Didn't know any difference than I did.
Right. Okay. All right. Just to let you all know, we're on Phone Losers. Phone Losers chat.
Like,
it's here also.
80s, 70s, 80s.
This is in the 70s and 80s. How old was the kid that asked you to draw that? 8? Younger? Older than 8?
Maybe.
Mm-hmm. He's older.
9, 18-ish. In
that
age range.
Well, shit on him for not knowing at that point, though. All right, anyway, so we're on Cacti Radio. You know, I run the...
Exactly.
I manage...
There was no internet back then, dude.
Yeah. I manage the Cacti Radio stream rotation, which for some reason I look today, and all the Phone Loser stuff is shit's going. Like, I was thinking today, I was like, you know, that's weird. I haven't heard Phone Loser stuff or haven't noticed that it's been on the server for, wow, all week. And I look on there, and I don't know what happened. I don't know if I got a virus or something, but my server kept restarting on its own. I'm thinking it was just updates that were hitting it, and I never disabled Windows Automatic Updates.
Was a Wednesday afternoon. It was dead. And I was going to go on, but I couldn't because the server's dead.
Yeah. Well, you can still go on if it's dead. That's actually better because you'll actually be on. I didn't even know. I don't think I knew for like 24 hours because
How?
Well, no, because that server. I leave it running.
If the server's down, how can
I only check in on the server like maybe every day or two, and I have it set so it doesn't waste power. The monitors go off automatically after 5 hours of no use. And it'll sit there for maybe a good whole day before I go back to just see. Let me make sure the sound levels are okay
so if I
still.
Kick it, it'll come back?
Yeah. Well, yeah. Well, you'll kick it. You'll be doing your show, and then when you're done with it, it'll just go back to silence unless my computer is talking. It wasn't talking at that point.
Oh, really?
Yeah. But I noticed that happen. I was like, oh fuck, you know. And then I don't know why. It was turned off completely. I didn't know. I was like, why is the mouse not waking up the server? And then wait a minute. The server machine isn't even turned on. So that's what happened. I want to apologize for that. And also,
if I kick it, it will come back up.
If you kick it, you will take over and you will be broadcasting. But if my server is like that, if I lose internet here or my server shut down and I don't know it or I have to shut it down.
Like dead.
Yeah, it'll be dead. It'll go back to dead, but after you're done. But while you're on, you're on. You're running and people can hear it. That's fine. You can just tell people.
Wow.
Yeah,
cool.
So, yeah. That's a favor. I mean, if you ever notice it's happening, take over and just, as long as you throw prank calls on there, don't throw music probably because... I don't think they want to...
Yeah. Kick it to wake it up.
Right. Yeah, just, I mean, if I'm out and you come and say, and you tell me, hey, the server's on, it's all right, cool, I'll be home in an hour. Can you just play some prank calls, you know, fill it up with an hour worth of material, do a show,
or
you know, and then I'll get home and I'll say, all right, I'm back whenever you're done, and I'll set it back up here, and you don't even have to go off then. You can just keep doing your shit, finish your show or your thing whenever you want, and it takes over. Yeah, basically, It's pretty open. It's between me, you. It's RBCP first, of course, and then me and you. As long as we can do shows whenever we want, as long as we don't, take up someone else's time. Like, just make sure RBCP isn't on then, and I'm not on. check in with us, both or one of us, and if no one's, you know, if this is rotation, just kick it, go for it, really. That's the kind of attitude, and that's cool. I think that's how I've been taking Madhouse lately. I know we used to do regular set show times, and I noticed we still get the same, maybe just a little, or maybe an insignificant, maybe 1/8 less the number of listeners live when I'm not on a regular schedule. When I'm not on a regular schedule, it's not really that much of a difference I'm noticing here. This has mostly become a podcast show now, and just the really super listeners are the ones that get to listen live, and it adds to the atmosphere. And we got a lot of podcast listeners who say, well, you know, I love it.
Yeah, but it moves out when they're not here live, though.
Well, I'm doing it at different times, and what I need to do is, what we need to get going here is, you know, when either of us, the three of us, are going to do a show.
Yeah, we're fucking up with the not having it at times.
Well, no, even if we don't, because a lot of people say, that's awesome because I can't listen at night, I can listen in the afternoons, or I can't listen on Thursday night, but I can listen on Monday mornings. That's you know what I mean? I'll go.
Many people at work.
Yeah.
And when they're at work, they get blocked.
Yeah.
There's firewalls at work.
Yeah.
So they can't hear it.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff that goes on like that. So we kind of,
they can't stream or something.
I think for Madhouse, I'm going to keep it to this format. We'll try to always do a show on Wednesday afternoon. That'll be our main time. But I need to be better at updating in the forums and the site so you know exactly when a show is going to be on live. At least, you know, I would say at least 2 or 3 days before, so that you can say, oh, cool, let me make a note of that, or maybe I'll be around, and then I need to set up like some alerting people better, you know, so they're signed up to that somehow. We gotta come up with a way. And you can do the same thing, Tuck, you know, pick his regular night like RBCP. He wants to stick to that, but I think I still like the idea of doing Saturday night shows, because I think there's a lot of people, when it gets cold in the winter, coming up here in maybe 3 or 4 months, when it gets cold, a lot of people stay home. They don't go out as they do now as much in the summer. So we could get it, you know, Saturday evening and get together and do like just, you know, have a conference line like we did last week, a phone bridge like we had going. And we were broadcasting that and we were just doing pranks. Yeah, and it's fun. And I just use that shit to fucking make
have
a podcast episode.
To, editing that and listening back at it?
Yeah. Yeah, there you go. Tuck, what do you think? Are you going to stick to a regular night schedule, an actual time, or are you going to maybe just do the random thing, whatever? What are your thoughts on that? What are you thinking for your show?
Random right now because I don't know what a schedule would be yet.
When's the last time you did one? Did you do one last weekend?
Right now, I like the random of just coming in, filling in when you don't show up, which happens to be every week. on Wednesday at 3.
Okay.
And when your server's down, there's no show.
Yeah, I hear you.
But now I know the server's
now you
down.
Know. Even if
down?
The even if the server's yeah, down,
I
the ser-
I know.
The server's up. The server's out somewhere
so,
in fucking.
If the server goes down, let's make a show.
You can. You can always make a show as long as the bill's being paid by RBCP.
That's our schedule.
That's awesome. RBCP is helping us all out because he pays the money for the Cacti Radio Shoutcast. And because of that, you know, I told him I'll help you out. I'll run the rotation, and I did good for a while, and then now I had the whole thing with the – but it hasn't done it in a few days. I just think maybe it was having a driver problem or something. I just I decided to – I think I found one of the webcams that I had hooked up. It had a bad driver. And I think maybe that was crashing the bitch. I don't know. I don't know. Because it's funny. My screensaver is a screensaver that's a bunch of blue screens, random blue screens, you know, blue screens of death. You know, you don't see that, Tuck, because you're on a Mac, but on a Windows I am. And so I never really, you know.
Right. We don't have those.
Yeah. So I think I saw one, but at the same time, it might have been the screensaver coming up. So I don't know. Now I'm just seeing that's probably a bad idea to have. It's funny. And I know, like, my wife, she saw my laptop. She's like, I wanted to use your laptop, but it was crashing over and over again. It's like, oh, I was like, oh, no, that's just a screensaver. It's cool. Anyway, we should do pranks, right? I'm just talking. I'm having a good time here. I have no schedule.
You know, we're here for a reason, yeah. Well, I think the pranking would be the whole point of us doing a fucking show.
Right. So I think I want to say that I'm going to take Madhouse now. This is officially... The broadcast will be Madhouse Live.
Wasting enough time for the stalls so people can get numbers to you.
Yeah, I think we've wasted enough time doing that. But the Madhouse Live show is just going to be when we're on live, but good. It's just going to be a podcast. And just one podcast, because in the past I had a script for prank calls, and I had a script for the Madhouse shows. And I was talking with, oh, what's this guy's name? We got a friend. He's a friend. He's a pretty cool dude. He works for Apple support. I think he's like a level 2 tech over there with Apple iPod support. And he knows a lot about how
Incredible is his name.
Incredible, right? Yeah, that's who it is. It's just I don't know if Incredible. If you hear this at some point, if you're listening now, I don't know if you're at work listening, but I deal with so many people, man. It's hard for me to keep a hold of it. So many fucking people out there, but Incredible's cool because
I haven't seen higher hair of Incredible in 6 months or more.
I see him occasionally. He'll send me a message like, "Hey, I'm still around. You know, I've got his phone number. Should give him a call. He might come down for Christmas."
Good, awesome. Yeah,
he comes down.
Give him a call.
Well, he comes down to the Central Florida area for the holidays. He told me. I know he did last year, but I was too busy because I had family here. But I think this time, this year around, is going to be a little slower for me. Thank God, not a busy holiday schedule with family and this and that and fucking this event and that. I don't want that shit anymore. At least not this year. I want to have a nice, easy fucking holidays here in my house. I don't know why I'm talking about the holidays. It's the middle of summer. Tuck, I don't know what it's like over there, but it's 106 heat index today.
Silver bells.
106 was how it felt.
It's finally mildered out, but it was like a 110 index.
Oh, God, man,
no,
isn't it horrible?
120 index.
It's such ass, man. I fucking hate it. I can't stand it. Oh,
yeah, it's crazy.
Too fucking hot. I sweat so much, like a pig.
I was naked last 2 weeks. When I did the show last
few times,
I was naked.
That's why. Ah, so you were actually naked. I want everyone to know, hey, Ken, yeah, I saw your message here.
I was totally naked.
Carlito got a message here from Ken calling me, telling me Carlito to call his cousin. He's a plumber. That sounds good. I like plumbers. Plumbers are bandsmen, you know what I mean? He's in Glen Arbor, or Ann Arbor, Michigan. That sounds fun. We'll call a fucking plumber. Coño. We got his company number. What else we got? Nunu, rather. And I forgot to tell Lonesome Loser about this. And Nunu sent in the number for Sandra Powell. She was caught speeding at 102 miles per hour in a 40 mile per hour zone because she was late for her hair appointment. And she's 73 years old. We're going to see if she picks up. We'll give her a call. We got her number here coming in from Nunu.
Lady, is that going to have their hair done in the right time? Or is that all wicked
fuck? Right. RVCP, if you're fucking, if you want to join us for prank calls, I say, later on, you can jump on Skype and we'll conference in on some pranks. And I might open up the phone lines again like we did last time, dude. And I might do that every time we do a live show for an hour. We'll let people call in live. And if it's going good, we'll extend it. If not, then we'll just go back to I am the Iron Fist and the one in control. I think I want to have that control because I'm a man. I'm a real man.
Power man and Iron Fist.
That's right. All right. So let's prank call the speeding old lady. All right. Let's do that. And that reminds me. Nunu, if you want to help me out, try to find me some numbers in Angola. I'm in the mood to call the country of Angola and get some answers over there from the country of Angola, a country that's passed over, but it's a very important history. And I have some ideas for that, Nunu, so fucking Angola. You hear that? Anybody out there, if you want to find a number to a hotel or someone that will answer in the country of Angola, please pass that on with some information as to where it is and what they do there, maybe. You know, is it a hotel? Maybe try to call if you got some international, phone car minute machines, and it's probably gonna be expensive. Talk, fuck that. I don't know. Let's find out. We got more numbers to call here. Don't worry, folks. I got tons of numbers out the ass from Lonesome Loser going back in the banks. I've done the last two shows. Tux has done the last two of his shows also on numbers that have just been on for a long time. Old numbers. Zolar's checking in. He might be joining us. Maybe. That'd be nice. RBCP mentioning, I think he's on Skype right now. We can connect him if you want. There he is, I believe. Tuck, you want to get on Skype and get off of here? And we can do that too. Maybe we can just prank together. Angola. Find out how the fuck. Hey!
Hey.
Hey, man. What's going on, brother?
I need to turn down my radio, don't I?
Yes, that's the whole saying. I don't know if you people call radio shows a lot, but when you call terrestrial radio, they always tell you to turn your radio down because you end up with that awful fucking echoey kind of thing.
Yeah, I'm trying to learn to tell people to turn their iTunes down to make it more relevant.
Yeah.
2010.
Is that really what a lot of people use now, you think? I'm still using Winamp. I don't know if I'm just I just refuse to change. But
I just use the web browser.
The web browser, really? Yeah, I always use Winamp. Because I can just go in there, I just click on the Shoutcast one, and I type in CACT, and I hit enter. Because I never remember if it's us or I, and it comes up. It's always the first one that comes up. And I got a bookmark, too, and all that shit. Hey, I'm going to try to call Angola. Yeah, you know anything about the country of Angola, man?
No, nothing at all.
It was a revolution.
I've never even heard of it.
Angola, I think it's in Africa. I think they're Africans, man. Like, African. Like black. I think they're, like, communist Africans or something.
I'm a dropout, so I'm not a good person to ask anything.
That's
useful.
Cool. Did you get your GED at least, or like?
Nope, never.
Never? So you're just fucking living a dream, huh?
Doing pretty nothing. Much.
That's cool, man. Trust fund boys are have all the fun.
Try to.
About 65% of Angola's petroleum comes from the region called Cabinda. Cabinda. I think that should be our target for calling. I think that's a big town up in there.
That sounds good.
All right. I've got tons of numbers here. When you want to do a call, you just want to sit in. I just thought I'd include you in the fun. You know, I'm here.
I don't care. I'd probably, I suck at prank calls, you know. So.
Yeah, that's all right. You just sit there, all right? You just sit there and listen, all right? Be a nice
little... I'll just interrupt you a lot. And
be my little chicken. Just be like my little chicken and sit there.
Okay.
When I say you cluck, you just go like that a little bit. How do you add other calls? Dude, I'm wasted right now. I'm drunk. Let's see. It's not audio settings. It's not tools. Help me out here. Add people. There we go. That's so stupid. Why would they put that like that?
I'm on a Mac, so I'm pretty useless right now.
You too? Jerk. This guy's a plumber, just so you know.
I guess I can't add calls.
I guess you can't. I guess you suck. I need some water. You a bottled water guy or tap water guy, sir?
Tap water.
Man.
But I put it in bottles, so it's all right.
So people don't know.
Hey,
that's
Brian,
cool.
Not available right now. Leave a message. I'll call you back.
Asshole. Thanks, Cam, for sending a plumber that's not awake. Good idea. Senator Powell didn't pick up. I'm going to go back into the archives here and find some numbers. So what, you say you don't do good prank calls, but I heard the shit that you did, you organized some few 2 weeks ago, right? That was a really good show, man. He's not even on. Yeah, I hit the wrong hang-up button, man. I always do that.
Yeah, you're a little too drunk right now.
Yeah, I am. But hey, dude, I was saying that was a good show 2 weeks ago where you did those, you were calling those call-in shows, the radio shows that are on.
Oh, yeah, that's a lot of fun.
What site?
I was going to do that. It's Blog Talk Radio.
BlogTalkRadio.com?
Yeah, it's so easy. Yeah, BlogTalkRadio.com. And you just scroll through these stations, and they're all doing live shows, and they all have call-in numbers. You just got to find one that... You know, that'll
pick up on it. Okay. All right,
yeah,
cool. I might do that.
These shows are so small, though. You know, it's easy to get them to pick up.
Right. Okay, that's cool. Yeah, they're like, oh my God, we got a caller. We actually got a caller here. Yeah. Yeah, there's shows here locally that I used to fuck with when I was like 18, 19, and 20, man, and I never recorded them. And some of them are really fucking funny. I miss them. All I can do is say stories about them when they come up in my head while I'm doing a show. Something will remind me of it. All right.
But
so,
they suck. It's really convenient that you didn't record the funny ones.
Yeah, I know, right? Yeah, right, asshole. When I was back when I was 15. So how do you know who's live on here? I got featured, upcoming live.
It'll. I think there's a thing on the top that says on air.
On air. Now. Yeah, there it is. Oh,
and
okay.
Just pretty much the first page or two, it'll show you.
Oh, hey, okay, let's see here. Android guys. Hey, I was just talking about Android. So they're on air now. So you got to go in there and see if they have a call-in number. Do a lot of them have a call-in number?
They all do. Like, it's part of Blog Talk Radio. It's
nice.
Like they provide you with the phone number, and they're doing their shows over the phone, I think.
Ha, ha, ha. Oh, so this is like, Tuck, do you... I don't know if...
Radio.
I don't know if you remember, Tuck. There was a fucking show...
Hey, is this
talk
a record
you,
for 16-year-olds on the
That's
show?
It might be. Yeah. It definitely might be. Anyway.
There's a thing called Talk Shoe for a while that was just like this. This is a little more advanced, though.
It's pretty cool. I signed up for an account just to see how it worked. And
do they pay you? TalkShoe would pay you for your first 10 shows, no matter how many listeners you got, just to give them content.
I don't know if you get paid.
Yeah, they're paying like a, I think it was like $1 or $1.50. They send me a check like for $3 for like a whole month, and after that you have to have a certain number of subscribers or listeners, and you get bonuses if you go up in the rankings. It's quite cool, but I don't think it took off because it had a lot of technical issues.
If you are the youngest,
anyway, so these people have a calling number. Let's see what they're talking about, and I'll join in.
The youngest person.
Can you hear that? You can't hear that, can you?
I hear nothing.
Oh, fuck.
But gosh.
Does that mean, I mean,
is the check in
here? Yeah, there's no way for you to hear it. Unless I had another computer going, playing the feed and the other thing, it'd be a whole. Unless you want to get on TeamSpeak, I don't know. That's your option. We got a TeamSpeak server going. You can join in over there, too.
Oh, man. I can't let you chat right now because the window crashed.
Yeah, don't worry about it.
But if you're the youngest,
sounds like what I heard.
All right, hang on for like 3 minutes. I'm going to play these people talking so I can get a, you know, fit my finger on their pulse. I'll be right back, and I'll give them a call. This is Android Guys. They're on Thursday nights. Oh, fuck.
Here's the number again.
Be a part of the show now at 347-637-2112.
We're going to celebrate the 6-year-old.
Tech's birthday is on Martinator versus Justin versus Gunner, I guess.
Yeah,
hey, I'll actually be 17 in about 3 months. So.
Dude, I'm 16 and 3/4. I'm not 16.
Oh, Tuck's on mute.
All right,
oh,
anyway.
You're not eligible, though. You're on the panel. So.
Yeah, he's not eligible. Right, guys. But anyway.
Hey. No free stuff for you.
We're going to jump back to the news. We left there at when Patrick called in, and you know, Kyle wanted to say something. Kyle, go ahead and give your piece about the G2 right now, buddy.
Oh, fuck the G2.
You wanted to know what phone it was, and I said in the chat room.
Fuck the G2. The G2's a piece of horseshit. I want a fucking, has it got a keyboard? I don't know. I want a new Android phone, but I'm stuck on T-Mobile because of fucking T-Mobile grants me a sweet deal.
I didn't know they're talking about an iPhone.
They're not, because it's an Android show. Why would they be talking about the iPhone, Tuck? Really? Are you that fucking lost? Are you that sick? They're talking
about... I don't know what show it is. It's like a talk show shit.
It's the Android Blazer, show.
Blaze, G1 Blaze, Vanguard.
RBCP, what kind of phone do you rock? Do you rock a Nokia, fucking Motorola, StarTAC, or what do you do?
It's an iPhone.
It's an iPhone, huh?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
I don't...
That's
don't
okay.
Make fun of me, okay?
I carry an iPod Classic with me all the time. I don't fucking. I need the click wheel.
I got it just because I didn't want an iPod and another cell phone. You know.
I just use the look. I just want to hear the music, okay? But I don't want the shuffle, because the shuffle I don't know what I'm fucking getting to. Okay. I'm on a mission. Like, okay, I need to listen to this Madhouse episode from 2 nights ago so I can know what was on it and make notes with time marks. You know. And shit, it's a whole fucking process that I do to edit these shows anyway. I kind of learned it, I improve on myself that way. But I don't want to look at the fucking screen all the time. I'm either driving or walking around. So I want to be able to control the bitch, you know, in my pocket, basically. And that's why I don't want to get the iPod Touch.
Yeah, it's kind of a downside.
Yeah, and I
of the iPhone.
Personally, right now, okay, I had maxed out my 30-gig iPod that I had until the hard drive finally died and burned on it. I performed surgery on it twice. It just crashes. It's a dead hard drive on it. But right now I've got an 80 gig hard drive, and I just passed 75% because I've got all my Madhouse stuff on there, and I've got all my music. I've got a lot of music. You know, I've never lost a copy of MP3 that I've downloaded since back in the Napster days. Before Napster, I used to get them on fucking IRC. I used to go into the fucking, you know, chat with the bot that you had to say something and it'd give you back the information for the FTP, whatever that was back in the day.
I remember that.
Yeah, that's way, way back. Anyway.
The first MP3s I ever downloaded were from somebody's computer that I was hacking
into. Even without pre-rinsing the food from your plate,
I don't even remember the program,
you don't
really
have to worry about this inside your dishwasher.
And that's how I built up my MP3 collection. I broke into people's computers and stole all their files.
So you just star.mp3 and just take all that shit, gank it. I hear you, man.
Yep,
that's cool.
Yep.
Basically, why not, right? You ever do star JPEG? That's something. You know, I'll be honest with you, RBCP, I fix computers for my wife's friends sometimes and my friends. And if you're going to have me fix your computer for free, son of a bitch, I'm going to see your browsing history, and I'm going to look in your pictures. I'm going to look for dirty stuff, and I'm going to look at it.
I wouldn't leave you alone with my computer.
Well, hey, look, you're getting it for free. If I had an A-plus degree and I was charging you for it, then I would be the man. I'm a man, and I'm a gentleman. But if you're looking for free shit from me, I'm looking at your shit. I'm not going to save it. I'm not going to back it up. But I'm going to look at, you know, I'm going to look at those dirty pictures you and your husband took.
That's me and my husband?
No, anybody else. You know, other people. It's just a warning. Because I get
really
fed up. I get fed
up. There, people,
my wife fucking volunteers me all the time.
Man. Oh, yeah, I used to get that, too. That's why I got divorced.
All
you should
the
get
time.
Divorced.
Look, man, I got a computer right now. That, oh, yeah, you got to fix this by Friday. It's like, fucker.
You should try divorce.
I work
divorce
fucking
awesome.
Hard. Divorce might be awesome. I'll tell you what, sometimes.
You don't have to put up with all that.
Think about it. Divorce or a fucking pillow.
See you last week.
Okay. Yep. All right.
Tombstone in the chat room just said he's never heard Carlito and RBC partner up, and they thought we were the same person the whole time. Or I guess Jen said that.
Yep. We're the thunder. So, we're the thundercots of telephones, man.
I could be wrong.
So this whole trick we're doing here, you know,
no,
both of us at the same time, it's working. They believe it.
Man, well, let me. Yeah, I hear
we're
you.
Different people.
Well, let's see where it goes. Let's start calling. I want every. This is what you did. You basically tell everybody, hey, call in such and such show, and let's see what happens. Is that basically how it went?
Yeah.
All right, that works.
Yeah, I would just post it in the chat room, and I'd call it myself. And
all right. Well, I posted it in there for everybody.
Yeah, some of them sucked. You know, we had to waste a lot of time.
Really?
We'd spend like 2 hours on the phone and get maybe 20 minutes of material.
Of good stuff, yeah. Well, yeah. Who knows? Can they take more than one caller at the same time? That's the question, because they got some kid on there right now.
I don't think they can, but I don't know.
All right, so if anybody's
maybe
gonna...
Maybe I should do that. Maybe I should hang up with you and you know,
you
get to keep working on this.
All right, go ahead. Sounds good. I'll copy-paste you the server to connect to. Just hit me up. And we'll do that. Sounds good.
Okay.
Thank you.
Right. Bye. Right.
He's going to take care of getting on that TeamSpeak machine. If anybody's going to make an attempt to try to call that, let me know. Brendan sent this number for Earl. He's a Republican guy who writes letters to the editor of the Beacon News complaining about liberals. We also got that number for Eddie's Pizza and Woodman's... Woodman's 24-hour food market. 24-hour food market. Hey, I'm in the mood for some grits. Hey!
Well, I just go back to the country that they're from. They ain't from here, but the country is a bunch of hippies.
Shit. What I got, I got RBCP still connected here, though. What's going on with this shit? I want a new number. New call! Why can't I get a new call?
You're not greenlit on the Skype, though.
I am, too. What are you looking at Madhouse Radio, or are you looking for the Carlito one? I see you
I'm
lit.
Both, actually.
Stupid. I'm calling you now. Look. Calling you.
You must be hiding.
I'm calling you now. Ah, you're hiding, right? Yeah. I hung up on you on Skype now, bastard. Call back. Call back. Do a call with me. We're gonna call this. We're gonna call Errol Johnson, the Republican guy, and then we'll call this pizza pub, pizza and pub. RBCP needing the. What is it again? I got it here. All right.
Scam. Hang on, let me turn my air off.
All right, turn your air off, yeah. Take your pants off, your bra and all that. Go ahead and take off your clothes for us, Tug. Get naked, nice and naked for us. That's nice. That's a good idea. You want to be comfortable, get yourself your tea, iced tea, everybody, right now. Any women are allowed to get naked right now while you're listening to Madhouse Radio. Give me a second. Let me find that. What's the server called? What is it again? Well, you probably shouldn't give it out in the air.
Oh, blue.
I got it. Yeah, blue. I got it. All right. Now I got to find which one. I have so many windows open that are IM with the people just messaging me shit. And I don't know where. RBCB, send me another message so it'll pop up in front of me. Because I've got multiple windows open and now I can't find it. And if I'm afraid I'll close something, that'll be important.
You sound so different on Skype.
Thank you. You sound nice also. The number to call in that Android show is 347-637-2112. I got the RBCP now. Okay, here we go. If I can get the control key to go down. I got something in my keyboard, man. I got to take the vacuum cleaner to it. All right, RBCP, I just sent you the server. That's the host. Connected that. We're in the lobby, of all things, and we might have to make a jump.
We're in the lobby? Yeah, because...
we don't have a room anymore.
All right.
That's why.
We haven't been on this server for a long time, and the one we were paying for got shut off.
A year.
They've got free ones out the wazoo. We can find one.
He'll give you a free one. We just gotta...
Well, yeah, that's true. Yeah, we can find Ted. I gotta send him an email, say, hey, can you hook up our station, channel for our station real quick? It was Milkman was our guy in charge of TeamSpeak. He handled all the logistics for it, and he's just too busy for it now. I'm not talking shit about Milkman. I'm saying we love him. We could try to call him, but he changed his phone number or something. I don't know what happened. He changed his phone number. I don't have his new phone number. I talked to him online and email, but he hasn't called me with his new phone number. I think I might have it here. I'm going to try to call him on the speakerphone here. But I really doubt this number's been working for some time. Actually, no, I've got him in Skype already saved. Let's try to call him there. There we go.
I'm on Skype. Oh.
That's my
hold on. Yeah, we know Aaron's getting all jazzed up about his tablet thing. You know, he's getting all rocking about it.
Hold the keyboard above my eyes. What would I hold? You know, Tombstone, that's not cool, man. You know, there's a lot. I'm Puerto Rican. I eat rice and beans at my desk here, and it's probably rice and garbanzos in there. Hello?
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 Hello? Now, just leave your name and number in a brief message, and I'll call you right back.
Yeah, we miss you, Milkman, and you don't ever call the show anymore. You know, why don't you call the show? Why do you hate us? Give us a call.
And
we're doing the show.
If that's the way
now.
You feel, then...
we came on for your birthday tonight. It's Milkman's birthday.
Hey,
he doesn't want to be
on the
show.
Is it
really? Yeah.
No, it's you know, mine's tomorrow.
I'm up on him already. Is it? Yay! I was lying about Milkman's birthday. That's on Halloween, as a matter of fact. He always makes a big deal. Oh, my birthday.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
It's on Halloween. I'm evil. I like to have... kill my cat. Halloween. I kill a cat on Halloween. Carlito.
Ready for sacrifice of my colleague Gerardo.
He's like, Hermano. I kill cats. I killed a cat.
Yeah.
He would kill a cat, Milkman.
So beautiful, kiddish.
That pervert. Anyway. Let me open up the Lonesome Loser logs. New news.
Hey, all kitty cats out there go so well, kiddish.
New news sending a number here for Mr. David Tate. Give him a call. I don't know what he is or what he does, but he's a fucker, so let's call him. Let's just say I understand.
What is he, a conservative fellow, conservative like us, who hates hippies and pinkos and liberals?
Pinkos. Any second it'll ring. See if he picks up.
What?
Hello? Hey. Hey.
Hello?
Hey, this is Dave? David?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
Yeah.
What's going on, man?
Who is this?
Hey, it's Vegas. How you been?
Who?
Vegas. Hey, how you been? Listen, I had a question about the breaks. Is my Anthony said that you knew something about someone who knew about a good break, place to do brakes or something like that. You get brakes changed over in the car, you know? David.
Who is this?
David, it's us, man. Come on, open the door.
It's Vegas. He told me, you know.
Who?
The brakes went out,
yeah,
dude.
Yeah, Tuck told me that you knew a guy who fixed brakes really cheap, or it was a place that they fixed brakes really cheap.
You know what we mean by brakes, right? Brakes really cheap? David, open the door.
Yeah, open the door, man. because I need my brakes fixed. I want you to come outside. I'm parked outside. I want you to come fix my brakes.
It's gone.
Yes. It's gone. You should come outside and park my brakes. What the fuck am I talking about? Come outside and park my brakes.
It doesn't matter.
He is awesome. He is the best. Hey, Aaron.
It doesn't have to make sense.
Hang on, let's listen to this.
I'm listening.
Hey, didn't they give credit to Droid Dev for those pictures?
Yeah. No, they gave him to Alex. Oh, no.
Obviously, no one wants to talk about us making our little thing on there, assholes. We did a thing on there, you know?
They obviously get this every night.
They probably do. So, I guess some assholes call it and say it's stupid shit they don't care about.
Yeah.
Yeah, man.
Be right back.
All right, good.
And I, for one, as a Muslim, believe that the white man is intelligent enough. If he were made to realize.
There was two kinds of slaves. There was the house Negro and the field Negro. The house Negro, they lived in the house with master. They dressed pretty good. They ate good because they ate his food. But he left. They lived in the attic or the basement, but still they lived near their master. And they loved their master more than the master loved himself. They would give their life to save their master's house quicker than the master would. The house Negro, if the master said, we got a good house here, the house Negro said, yeah, we got a good house here. Whenever the master said we, he said we. That's how you can tell a house Negro. If the master's house caught on fire, the house Negro would fight harder to put the blaze out than the master would. If the master got sick, the house Negro would say, what's the matter, boss? We sick. We sick. He identified himself with his master more than his master identified with himself. And if you came to the house Negro and said, let's run away. Let's escape. Let's separate. That house Negro would look at you and say, man, you crazy. What you mean separate? Where is there a better house than this? Where can I wear better clothes than this? Where can I eat better food than this? That was that house Negro. In those days, he was called a house nigger. And that's what we call him today because we still got some house niggers running around here. This modern house Negro loves his master. He wants to live near him. He'll pay three times as much as the house is worth just to live near his master. And then brag about, I'm the only Negro out here. I'm the only one on my job. I'm the only one in this school. You nothing but a house Negro.
All right. Should be calling Chicken and Waffles here. See how they feel about Brother Malcolm talking about house Negroes and field Negroes. Maybe they can shed on the issue themselves. Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hey,
listen, I wanted to ask you what you feel about house Negroes and field Negroes. What do you got over there?
What's your contention?
Yeah.
Hello?
What do you have over there? Have you got house Negroes or field Negroes?
Like, we have, like, a Mexican food, like a house burritos.
So are they house or field?
House what?
Field.
Are they from the house or the field?
No.
Yeah, see, I win the $50. Field.
Is there an American I can talk to?
Why are you asking for?
Win the $50.
Well, no, is there an American I can talk to? I mean, because maybe you don't understand. I need to know if you got house or field over there.
No, man, he said field. I heard him.
Yeah, this is a Mexican place.
I win the bet, man. I win the bet. He said field, right? He said field, right?
Is there a woman there or something? Someone else?
Hello?
Yeah, can you put a real man on the phone?
Son,
a man?
$50. Help me out a little bit.
Do you have the menu with you? You can make me easy for me to take the order, or
what?
Do you want
to... I don't understand what you're saying. I don't understand your... It sounds like clicking noises.
I don't understand either.
Well, you sound like clicking... You're making clicking noises. I don't understand.
He totally said, Phil, man, give me the $50 so we can go out and do the thing.
Why do you think
you owe me $50? I'm swearing he said field, right? Right, sir?
I don't understand.
I don't understand what he's saying. What a fucker. Let's try to call him back.
I win the bet.
All right. This time let me talk to him, for God's sake.
He can't hear you. He can't hear you. Talk to him in Spanish. You know that language.
Well, you're not letting me talk, fucker. Fuck. Listen, I want to apologize to my friends over there, and he was doing drugs in the bathroom. I'm not kidding you. He does drugs in the bathroom.
Yeah, actually, I'm sorry anyway, but I don't understand when you're talking, because you talk together.
Well, your eggs, where are they from, the field or from the house?
Okay, boss.
I want...
What can I do for you?
I want a chorizo burrito. Do you have that?
Yeah, you got it.
Does it
yeah,
come,
we do.
Do you make it with eggs, damn it?
Yeah, yeah.
All
it's
right.
coming with eggs.
So
chorizo burrito?
Shut up when I'm talking. Do the eggs come from the field? Are they field Negroes or house Negro eggs? I mean, it's not that hard to understand.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, we have chorizo
uh-huh.
with eggs together.
Uh-huh. How big are they?
It's pretty much bigger.
Yeah?
Pretty much bigger.
How uh-huh. big? Like, how many inches?
Like, how big is the burrito? Like, a five? Long?
Yeah.
It's pretty much big. Like I don't know how to explain you what this is like.
Is it like when you make a shit in the toilet and you don't flush the toilet there? I want to use the bathroom. I want to use the bathroom there, and someone took a shit in the toilet and they didn't flush the toilet after they left.
Yeah, that is not good when you compare the food with that shit.
Well, I think maybe was it a burrito or was it a shit? I think it was a piece of shit that they made in the toilet.
Are you one of
it? But my question is, the person that came out before me, he works there. He had he went back into the kitchen.
Okay, you wonder the burrito chorizo like it's gonna pull out for you.
Well, I was gonna take it, sir, but honestly, someone used the toilet over there, and I think they worked there and they didn't flush the toilet, they didn't clean themselves, and they didn't wash their hands, and that's why I'm making the phone. I left and I decided to call. And find out about that first.
You know this restaurant? You can see the restaurant's very clean. The people, too.
Yeah, but what I'm telling you is I went to the bathroom, and someone came out of the bathroom when I was going in, and he works in the kitchen. And he took a shit in the toilet, and he didn't flush the toilet. There was no paper in the toilet, just the shit, the khaki, okay? And though he didn't wash his hands or anything, because I heard him get... he left straight through, and the water hadn't been run. The sink was dry. There was no water, no drops, nothing.
Who say that? You was there? You
I was
here?
There. I was coming in. When I said, I'm not going to get...
Why you don't come in here? I want to see you facing. You told me.
Why? Are you threatening me?
By the phone, I can tell you.
So,
it's the truth.
So you can threaten...
Always was clean.
Who...
Maybe when you... When
but
you,
ask...
When you come.
I want to know, who's the man? There would he have dark hair. Who was he that made use the toilet and didn't flush it before he went back to work?
Who was the man? I don't know who.
Well, how many men work there?
We work in three men.
Three? So was it you? Did you use the toilet?
Used to be the cook is a very clean guy.
Well, ask the cook. What's his name?
Why you want to know the name? You can come here.
No, but ask the cook. Ask him if he used the toilet and
yeah,
see.
For sure.
Ask him now. I want to know. Or let me talk to him.
I think so you used some drugs or something like that.
No, I'm saying I went there to buy a chorizo burrito.
When did you come?
It was about an hour ago. I wanted to buy chorizo burrito, and the man went to bed. He went back to the kitchen from the toilet right when I was entering to go inside. And when I went inside the toilet, he had done number two in the toilet, and it wasn't flushed. And he didn't wash his hands when he came out. And then he went back to start cooking food. And how am I going
to
go? Listen, wait a minute, sir. How am I going
to
go? Listen, I said, I'm talking. Why
would you have to scream me anyway?
Why would I have I'm not screaming. I'm making my point because it's loud where you are, and I have to talk loud so you can hear me, right?
Yeah, I can hear you. That's why. That's it.
Okay, baby. Okay, so I'm sorry, sweetie. Listen, yeah. He left without washing his hands, and do you think I'm going to go and order my burrito after I know the man who might be cooking, touching it, and putting in the thing? He made khaki in the bathroom, and he didn't wash his hands, and he's so nasty that he didn't flush the toilet and didn't wipe his butt after. There was no paper that he used.
Are you sure? Like an hour ago, because I was here.
So it was you that did it?
We don't have any customers, but like an hour.
50 bucks.
Then ask over there who used the toilet.
Bucks.
Ask who used the toilet. I didn't come up because I saw that happen and I got out. I saw it happen, sir, and I got out because that's disgusting.
You know, you have to make sure this is a restaurant because we have cleaned the restaurant.
Listen, all I'm asking for you, for me to go there and buy this and prove it, I want you to just ask the other two men, hey, did one of you two use the bathroom about an hour ago? And the person that says that they did, he's the one that did it. And ask him about, did he do it? And he's going to have to tell you he did. Because I know, I was there. And he didn't flush the toilet. And it's probably there still. Unless someone else did that. Anyone else use the toilet there? Any more customer that used the toilet? Huh?
I don't know, man.
Let me talk to the chef. No, I want to talk to the chef. No, that's it. I want to talk to the chef now.
I don't see there's no way to talk to him. You have to come here.
No. I talk to the chef. And not until I talk to the chef, then I come down.
Hold on a second.
$50.
Hello?
Uh-huh.
He don't want to understand you because he's asking and speaking English.
Ay, yo lo español, so put him on.
¿Habla español?
Yeah, put him on. Ponlo en el teléfono ahora, voy a hablar con él. Me hace el favor. Ahora, ahora.
Okay.
Y ahora.
Okay. ¿Sabes?
Me hace el favor, me lo pone en el teléfono ahora. No, caballero. Caballero, me lo ponen en el teléfono ahora, ahora.
Caballero.
Okay, why you want? No, para ver si él fue que usó el inodoro o no. Sin bajar el inodoro y no usó papel. Tampoco ni se lavó las manos. Y no voy a estar ordenando ahí comida con gente que están cagando ahí sin lavarse las manos, tocando poniendo todo ahí asqueroso. Olvídate de
eso.
No.
Restaurante veniste, porque no hemos recibido.
Mira,
hace más de una hora o dos horas.
Me hace el favor, me lo pone en el teléfono ahora y ahora, te dije.
No, tú no.
Y
me
dije
vas a
que yo soy el que estoy. Ya, espérate, yo soy el que mando aquí, me lo pone en el teléfono ahora y ahora.
Yo no quiero, no te lo paso. Yo lo que quiero.
So then you did this. You made the shit in the toilet. It was you. That's it.
Oh, no.
$50 I win.
You're fine.
$50 I win.
Porque no tenemos clientes de dos horas atrás.
I'm going to tell everybody that you went to the toilet there and you didn't wash your hands and you went to cook the food. I'm going to go down there right now. And then everyone.
Otra cosa. Chorizo, we make it solo para breakfast. Casi para breakfast.
I didn't get to order. Was it the woman that did it?
No, tú no ordenaron chorizo ahorita en la tarde. No hemos tenido órdenes.
I didn't make the order. Yo no hice el orden. Yo me fui antes de eso porque vi esa asquerosidad y me fui. ¿Para qué voy a ordenar comida y donde alguien usó el baño y no se lavó las manos ni tuvo la decencia bajar el inodoro?
Bueno, ha decidido algún cliente, por eso...
No,
es que
pero yo lo vi, caballero, yo lo vi caminar para atrás, para donde está la cocina. ¿Cómo es posible?
Bueno, puedes decir lo que quieras, pero aquí nosotros estamos seguros de que los que trabajan, aquí los trabajamos acá, nos mantenemos limpios de las manos y todo.
Ustedes son unos sucios.
Yo manejo, por ejemplo, la caja, yo no toco la comida.
Ustedes son unos sucios ahí.
Bueno, di lo que quieras.
Asqueroso, ahí son unos demonios sucios ahí que lo que venden son mierda. Deben ustedes cagar en la caja y darlo como si fuera una comida. Eso es lo que tienen ustedes ahí.
Bueno, di lo que quieras.
Y cojan y cagan y orinan en un balde y lo ponen en la microondas para de 2 minutos y lo sirven como si fueran arroz y bichuela, entonces.
Bueno, pues sí, ustedes comen en la calle está más sucio.
Ustedes mexicanos comen son brosas, porquerías, la porquería de los cerdos y las vacas. Y mira lo que hacen ustedes aquí ahora, ahí sin documento ni nada.
Bueno, yo lo
indocumentado.
Que eso me lo tienes que comprobar, yo tengo mejor documento que tú.
Sí, ajá, ya veremos. No te apures que yo voy para allá. I'm going there right now, don't worry.
Ven para acá y hablamos.
Oh, no, we're not going to talk. No, I'm an airplane pilot, okay? Okay, I have money. I have money, and that's fine.
That was so Telemundo.
Telemundo, yeah.
Telemundo. I'm trying to do a Spanish soap opera.
I think my cousins might like that in Puerto Rico. They listen to the Madhouse shows and
podcasts. Oh, yeah, you got to give diversity to all audiences.
No, they listen, though. They listen. They actually that's might. Cool. Three of my cousins do. Two of their boyfriends listen. Also, they understand it, but they might understand. They might like the fact that I included it. Maybe we have people that speak Spanish that are listening, or we'll hear that.
And if someone come to you right now and say, let's separate, you say the same thing that the house Negro said on the plantation. What you mean, separate? From America? This good white man? Where you gonna get a better job than you get here? I mean, this is what you say.
If he ever discovered a team speaker, he can come back on Skype.
I pulled some low blows there, because he could tell from my accent that I wasn't Mexican, and he started going like, well, you people this. And I said, yeah, well, you Mexicans, you all you eat is like the entrails of the pigs and the
cow. Oh, he could tell you were like Puerto Rican or something.
Yeah, he could tell I was Caribbean or not Mexican.
Yeah.
And I said that, well, you Mexicans, all you eat is entrails from pigs and cows and the shit from the pigs and the cows. And I said, you might as well just.
Everybody hates everybody. Yeah. More hugging. Hugging and loving.
The family members on my mom's side, they don't like Dominicans. They're highly racist of Dominicans. They don't like Colombians.
Which are hugging everybody, each other, and they yell and drink a Coke.
That shit's awesome. It's crazy. There's racism in the Spanish community like you wouldn't believe.
That's what you say. Why you left your mind in Africa? That's what they don't understand.
Line up on RBCP. Did you figure out the team speak? There was the field
Negro. Did he ever show up? I don't think he did. He could always come back on Skype.
He was setting it up. Skype. Yeah, well, he's got a call. Either he show up on there, team speak, or call on Skype.
No, I don't think so.
You are ready.
There was always more Negroes in the field than there was Negroes in the house. The Negro in the field.
Oh, we got a number here from Milton. He's over. He's a creationist school board member in Louisiana. Let's give Brother Milton a call.
He ate leftovers.
So when you're doing the conference thing, you're adding these numbers to the to your address book, or how are you doing the conference?
I had call phones, and this is enter number, and I...
No, that's what I'm saying. I'm saying the technical aspect.
Well, the good ones that I like, I add them, Is that what you mean?
Okay, so that's... Well, because I'm seeing the lists pop up over here, what you're adding.
Oh, really? Can save those if you want on YouTube, too. Yeah, if you see a good one that you want,
Because I was in conference, so I'm seeing the numbers that...
There's one that you see come a lot, incoming, and that's going to be the Google line, so don't bother saving that. That's not going to be anything good. That's just going to take you to the Valente and Associates voicemail.
Okay. But let me send you some numbers.
Yeah, but this one here I'm adding from Skype. This one here is Milton.
Okay. You have to add to get to conference.
Milkman is a dirty Negro, Nunu says.
Who's this at? That's not nice.
Nunu did.
Well, just mean.
Brandon wants me to call. Oh, yeah, I called. Didn't we call Earl Johnson? He didn't pick
up.
High up
on. There was two kinds of slaves.
Oh, shit.
There was the house Negro.
Who are we calling now? What is this?
I forgot.
Okay. Fine.
Milton. Well, Milton the creationist.
Discover it together.
Hello.
It's available to take your call.
All right, they're
Please
not there.
Leave a message after the tone.
Hi, Milton. How you doing, brother? I just want to say that you eat entrails of pigs and cows.
Wow.
Yeah, there we go.
So much for that.
Yeah. Yeah, let me remove.
So much for him returning your call.
Yeah, that's true, right? I guess that's not going to happen.
They go with that.
You catch bitter flies with sugar than Vaseline. That's what I hear.
What?
Yeah.
Those were the masses.
All right, let's call Eddie's Pizza, which came in from Brendan a little bit ago. 24-hour pizza.
There was Negroes in the house.
Oh, it's open till 11.
The Negro CST. In the field called hell.
Oh, shoot, they're about to close. Let's call them.
Oh, no.
In the house, they ate high up on the hog. The Negro in the field didn't get nothing but what was left of the insides of the hog. They call them chitlins nowadays. In those days, they call them what they were, guts. That's what you were, a gut eater. And some of you are still gut eaters.
Yeah, they did also say that he didn't have papers, and he got really pissed off at that. That's right before he hung up. My dad did say that. That was kind of mean. He kind of went, that's a very sensitive subject these days.
Oh, really?
Yeah. You think these assholes don't pick up the phone 2 minutes before they close? They probably don't. I wouldn't on a Friday night. Thursday night.
Thursday night.
Yeah. I don't know, dude, because it's my weekend, so I get confused.
Right.
For me, it's my Friday night right now. Well, like, I got 3 days off in a row, so like it's my.
Oh, really?
It's technically it's my Saturday night of a 3 day weekend, if you want to put it that way. That's but I get this every week. That's my weekly schedule. I love it.
From morning till night.
I love it.
Well, no, because a 3 day weekend you've always got Monday off, right? Yeah, so it's actually my Sunday of a 3 day weekend. That's what it is.
Oh, okay. So you go back tomorrow. Then yeah, so Mondays.
I got one more day off tomorrow, and then I go back to work on Saturday.
Oh, that's cool.
Nah, dude, it's cool because Saturday I don't have to fucking. It's easy peasy at work, man. We don't got a lot of.
Oh, people. Yeah!
Yeah, easy peasy at work on the weekend. Sunday's even slower.
Right.
Let me find a number to call here. Let me go back to what people have submitted. I'll be right back. Listen to some more Malcolm X. Thank you. I just use this stuff for inspiration for pranks. Whatever he's saying, I just mention to the people I call and go from there. Some of it's crazy. I've been taking quotes of his, posting them on my personal Facebook to my coworkers, and they're like, okay.
Oh, God.
Like, the thing about the house, I said that the place that I work at, you know, it should burn. I said that if they can't clean it and keep up with it, the house should they should lose the house or it should burn down. And a bunch of my coworkers are like, yeah, and like they added, you know, they said they liked it and shared it and stuff. So I might be getting fired when I get back to work.
This is such a job.
The field Negro was beaten from morning till night. He lived in a shack, in a hut. He wore cast off clothes.
Pass him over here.
And he hated his master.
Oh, I'm lighting a cigar.
I said okay. He hated his master. He was intelligent. That house Negro loved his master. But that field Negro, remember?
I'll go and light a cigar too.
And they hated his master.
Oh, my wife's awesome. She went to Tampa. She took a road trip to Tampa with her. Things froze over? Yeah, they're coming back.
It's back. Know.
It froze for a little bit. I think I'm maxing out the memory over there. I got to close down some applications in the background. Anyway, my wife's so awesome. She took a girl's day out with her friend out to Tampa, and Tampa has a district, which is a lot of Cubans that left Cuba in the 50s and 60s after the revolution. In the 60s, I guess. Late 50s, early 60s, whatever.
Right.
A lot of the Cubans, they went to either Tampa or they went to the Bahamas, I think, or Bermuda, one of the two. And Dominican Republic. That's where they went to, you know, continue doing their tobacco cigar industry. A lot of the people that ran all the companies in Cuba, they emigrated. Anyway, she picked up like three really good cigars for me.
Nice.
As a matter of fact, yeah. My favorite. I was quite surprised. I didn't know she knew what kind. Or my favorite, my Romeo and Julietas. They're the ones that are really. I think they're the best bang for your buck. They're a good cigar, and they're only like $3-4 a piece. But they smoke like a $20 cigar. It's so awesome. She picked me up two limited edition ones, and she picked me another one that I like, Cuesta del Rey. She got that. And she got me a cigar box to put it in and an awesome cigar cutter. I had lost it. Recklet always makes fun of me when he calls in because I'll say I'm lighting a cigar and like I can't find my fucking cigar cutter. He's like, you never find your cigar cutter. And literally now I've lost my cigar cutter and she got me a really awesome, really nice one.
Oh, cool, yeah.
And I used to have this cheapy guillotine one that I got for a buck at the cigar shop that was in the mall.
You're almost tempting me to go and grab one of these last little cheapy ones that I have and smoke it. This is a pretty night outside.
Yeah. Well, if it's dry, it's going to be nasty. You got to... Well, I don't know. Whatever. What is it? Is it like a Swisher Sweet or something?
No, well, no. It's almost. Might as well be. I think it's like a. I can't remember what it is.
It is a good cigar. I might go. It's too hot. I think it's nice and a little cooler tonight. I might go out.
It's cool down there. It has been hot. It has been. Yeah. You're feeling what I've been feeling for the past 2 or 3 weeks.
Yeah, I got a sleeveless shirt. I might go. I might throw on a pair of my Orlando Magic bicycle shorts. I might throw those on and take the laptop out there with a cigar and. Smoke it. This is that I got to work tomorrow, and do some surfing on the internet's outside.
Put it out that field, Negro. Pray for a win.
All right, let's 24-hour food market. Yeah.
Let me see.
Well, they're supposed to be 24-hour.
24-hour what?
I went to a nice wedding once in South Florida, and the guy He had, right there in the reception, he had a guy came in, fucking cigar roller, rolling cigars right there for everybody, and giving them out to all the guests. It was so fucking pimp. I was like, hello?
Hello.
Yeah, hi. Listen, I know you guys don't have friendly with alcohol around here, but I don't appreciate you people over there. You got field Negroes or house Negroes over there? What's the deal?
Deal.
Wow.
That's pretty quick. All right, I'll be nice this time. My bad.
what was this calling? What are you calling now?
I was calling the 24-hour food market.
Oh, gosh.
I guess I'll apologize. I'll
let's assume the fields are running the food market.
I'll be like, my bad.
Oh, that's kind of why.
Did I say earlier my name was Vegas?
Yes.
My name is Vegas.
Honka. I'm Vegas, brother. Honka.
That'd be cool. And Elvis on the guy. Hello.
Vince.
Listen, I want to apologize. I was just trying to, you know, I wasn't necessarily making a joke, but I was just trying to come down a certain level with the lady, and I said something that was rude. So I wanted to first start by apologizing to you and your women there that I know women are supposed to be talked to nicely. You know?
Alrighty, sir. No problem.
Hey, listen, I had a question. Do you guys have greens there?
Greens, sir?
Yeah.
Like what?
Collard greens, turnip greens, the works, whatever.
Collard greens, turnip greens.
Turnip!
Yes, we do.
Okay, now, are you able, because I know you're supposed to wash them really well, right?
Yes.
Okay, so then, if you can find out from one of the ladies over there, do you put in, is it bacon? Can it be bacon, or can you put in just, does it have to be the piece of ham, the salt pork and all that? I mean, the lady I was talking to before, I think she might know. Can you ask her for me?
1 second, please.
All right, thanks.
You're so mean.
He wants to know if you put ham hocks or bacon in them. He said you might know.
Call produce?
Hello?
Hello. Yeah, she said to look on the website and she doesn't know.
She said to call produce, right?
Yeah, she said either call produce or look on the website.
Can you call produce for me?
There is no one in produce right now.
Well, what's going on with produce? Who's the, is there anybody in the deli department?
Not until 12 o'clock, sir.
Not until 12 o'clock?
Nope.
After 12, they don't?
After 12, he'll be here.
What about produce? No produce is in,
Not until 6 o'clock in the morning.
What about the drug department? Is there anybody there?
Nope.
No. Well, then can I talk to the black lady I was talking to? Because I think, I mean, she probably knows.
She's will refuse to talk to you.
Is there any other black lady I can talk to?
No, there's not.
Really? Is there by guy? Hello?
Sir, we are a grocery store.
Yeah,
and,
I know, but I went in there and I bought this stuff, and the guy was telling me all these things that I can do with the greens. And you got a kid over there who doesn't even know what turnip greens are. And then now I was talking to the lady that was telling me how to do it, and she hung up the phone on accident, and I just need to talk to her again.
She is very busy at this moment.
But is she checking out a customer?
Yes, we're very busy at this
point.
I can
wait. That's fine. I mean, you sound like you're not African American, right?
No, does that matter?
No, because
I don't know how to. I've never made collard greens.
That's before. What I'm saying. A black woman. She says she had before. So, but can you ask her for me? Just ask her if bacon is okay, or if I actually have to put the salt pork in it, because I'm not sure. She knows.
Okay. Do you have access to the internet?
No.
Okay. It's probably not. It's gonna. She is very busy and is not able to just.
But
like,
she's
talk.
Right there. Just holler at her real quick. Do you put bacon or salt pork in the collard greens? That's all you gotta ask her. I'm just asking for a help here, please.
All right. Could you hold, please?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. Of course, I don't have the internet. Ever since they stopped giving AOL free disk, I don't have the internet. Thank you. Everybody else. Listen to that loud Mac keyboard. This is how loud it is in the Macs.
It's the old keyboard.
Yeah.
I haven't gotten the updated little.
We got a bar in Angola.
Slender one.
Herbal bacon sent in a bar in Angola, everybody.
Thank you, everybody, for wishing me a happy birthday. Thank you.
Happy birthday, Tuck, man. How old are you going to be? 32?
Yes. anyway, who
called us? Hello.
How can I help you?
Yes, hi. Is this the African-American lady?
How can I help you?
Okay, I think it sounds like you are. I'm not sure with the collard greens if I'm supposed to put. I have bacon. It's like
I don't cook collard greens, I wouldn't be able to tell you. All you have to do is look on the internet, and they can be more than helpful to you and for you.
But
we sell them here. You're more than welcome to buy them here.
You probably learned from your mammy, like if it's salt pork or.
Field.
Definitely.
I win $50. Field.
Definitely field. Yes.
You call here one more time. I'm gonna call the police. They're gonna check this call.
I'm just saying, salt pork or bacon. That's all I need to know. Okay. Right. And is there a way? How do you make okra so it's not so watery and gooey? I know there's a way to do that too. Do you know that?
It's breaded, right? You bread it.
Do you know how to make a good blueberry cobbler?
My mom does.
Hello, ma'am? Miss African.
She's gone. She's been gone.
Miss African American. All right. She's not going to play anymore. She just left the phone up the hook. She ain't down with us.
She hung up?
She left the phone off the hook.
Oh, okay.
That's what she did. That's awesome. Okay, everybody. Thank you very much for that. This is Angola. A bar. Now.
Hello. Oh, hello, Angola. What's it costing you? $4?
It didn't say, fucker. I don't know. Hello.
Hello.
Hey, is this Stupid Angola Bar? The bar in Stupid Angola? Hello?
Yes.
This is Angola Bar. Hello.
Yeah.
Field.
Are you a field Negro or a house Negro, sir?
I called it field. Quite. $50.
Sir?
Are you not fucking crazy?
Are you?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning.
So what? But I want to know if you're a field Negro or a house Negro. Huh? Are you a salad Uncle Tom? Or are you a real man? What are you?
I'm a fucking white fucker that's like you, fuck you.
there's Angola for you, everybody. That's how nice
there you,
he,
go.
You see how he treated me? That's how every Angolese, Angolonian, whatever they're called.
Yeah.
Should be talked to just like that. Angolonians. He's not connecting. Try it again. Herbal Bacon says that's the only place in Angola you can get pizza. We'll find out about that.
We'll see.
We could just move to FNET and just use the phone loser chat, but I don't know. Hello, Mr. Angolanian. Hello, sir, Mr. Donkey. Are you there?
Field?
He's not saying anything. This guy will dump an Angolanian steamer on your pizza, sir. We're making a good point. RBCP says, we're not welcome on FMET, so you know what? You're not welcome here either, RBCP, you're white. There's negative answer on this one.
Negative.
Negative contact. All right.
Negative.
And Skype has stopped working, according to Windows 7. Just a moment, please. All right, so we can open up the Madhouse conference call telephone number thing if you want. If there's enough interest, let me know now. I'm starting to lose a little bit of gas myself. What I'm probably going to do is queue up a prank call here. And go ahead and run and maybe get some caffeine in me, do a few laps downstairs, make a sandwich, things like that, you know. If you give me just a moment, I will take care of that. But if any of you are interested in starting a conference call here, we'll do some prank calls all together. Y'all can take turns and shit. I'll be able to manage it here and keep things under control. If you're interested in that, let me know. I'll send you the conference number and conference ID. And we'll go ahead and get that going here. And if not, I'll come back and do some more prank calls and call it a night. And I think I'm going to go outside and enjoy that cigar. Perhaps that's what I'll do. Okay. All right. Continue listening to music here. A prank call will start shortly. I'll take a 3 to 4 minute break, and then we'll be back for more prank calls or conference, whatever happens. Thank you. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
I should have called. The telemarketers conference is going on now, I think, and I should have called. But that's got to be during the day. Tomorrow.
Good afternoon. Is that the Great Cabin? This is Sam.
Hi, Monkey. How you doing, sir?
How are we going?
I'm good. I wanted to make an order for pickup. Is there someone there who speaks English who could take my order?
Certainly. What would you like?
No, I don't know, because you have a language barrier, maybe. I don't know. Is this an English-speaking person? Hello?
I'm not really sure what you mean.
No, I'm calling this. I speak English. I'm from the United States. So I know I'm calling a different country here. I just got here on my plane. But I want to make sure when I'm ordering food that it's a person who speaks, you know, American language. Because you know, I know you probably speak Tasmanian or something like that. So I don't want to, you know.
Okay. Hmm? Well, do you understand me now or...
Well, I understand you now, but I'm saying, do you speak good American English, or are you from, do you just speak Tasmanian? I don't understand.
Well, Tasmanian is English, and American is English.
Well, but you're different people. It's a different country here and everything, so I know you speak a different language.
No, that's all fine. We get American people in here all the time.
Oh, you speak, like regular English?
How do you mean?
You speak the president's English, then.
What's the president's English?
Well, the English, the president's proper English, the English that the American people speak.
Okay. Well, I can put you on to the owner, and you can ask her if you like.
Oh, is it? You don't have a man that owns the company there?
A man that owns the company? He's not here at the moment.
Oh, but there is a man in charge of the company, the owner, because if you're going to put the manager and it's a woman, then I'm a little concerned for the place.
Why is that?
Well, you could put her on. I'll see if maybe I can get her to understand. Because she's a woman, you know.
Well, I actually perfectly understand you. And if there's a problem, you can give my manager a call if you like.
No, you were going to put on a woman for some reason on the phone. So why don't you do that if you're...
She's the owner of the restaurant, yes.
Yeah, because, I mean, if you can handle it, maybe she put me on to... I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't know. You can put me on to a higher-level woman then. That's okay. I'm sorry to bother you, ma'am. Madam.
I'm actually finding it quite offensive, what you're saying, but I'm not really sure what you're trying to say here.
No, you said that you're a woman and you had to put another woman on the phone, so go ahead, ma'am. That's okay. Thank you, sweetie. Okay, honey. But well, isn't that what he said? Why is there an echo? All right, stop. All right, let me call back. That was an unnamed contact, according to Google.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Oh man, I got some ice cream in the freezer. I think I might get it and eat it. No, oh, that sounds like a good idea, Tuck. Ice cream. Fuck that fucker! Just doesn't want to pick up the phone anymore. Son of a bitch! Son of a bitch! All right, let me see if I can find ice cream because I'm in the mood for ice cream all of a sudden, man. I just like some ice cream. See, if there's any ice cream in Compton? There's got to be some 24-hour ice cream up in the hood. Ice cream? Maybe not. I don't know. Let me go to Google Maps and find something out there in the ghetto. If you know of a ghetto area of the United States, let us know. Give us a cross street in your major town, and if it's a ghetto, we'll look in there for a nice restaurant or something that might be open. It's super late right now. We can only really call the West Coast. In the ghetto. I wonder if I got that song. I might. I think I have Elvis. I put in ghetto and I got so much music. I got Ice Cube, Ghetto Vet.
You and your ghetto music.
Ghetto Vet. Oh, like a Corvette maybe? Or like a vet, like a veterinarian in the ghetto. Let's listen to that. Hang on. Let's see what that's about.
Hey, hey, Chop.
And the baby.
These haters tried to blow me up, man.
Who is this?
The Don Mega, nigga, who you think? Hey, homie.
What's that?
My whole life flashed before my eyes, man.
Was that Ice Cube prank calling? Was that what that was about? What was that? Yeah, what a bastard.
I don't know what it was.
Here's a Little Ghetto Boy by Donny Hathaway. I'll have to go to YouTube. I guess I don't have Elvis as much of Elvis as I thought I did. Okay. Let's call it Ghetto. Get Google Maps open here. Focus on the ghetto.
Little ghetto boy playing in the ghetto street. What you gonna do when you grow up?
We got a church's chicken in downtown Detroit from Herbal Bacon. Let's try this. Probably not open.
You see, you
never know.
So much pain and misery.
We gotta stick to chicken and waffles. That shit'll be open.
Little ghetto boy.
I'm just saying. That's pretty crazy. I kept asking for the black lady to ask how to make collard greens. That's really fucked up, man. Yeah. Hang on, this shit done not ringing. Jesus Christ. All right, let me look at Waffles up here. Well, we've called Rothko. We've called Rothko's before, haven't we? Isn't that a major chain out there in the Compton area?
What are Rothko's?
Rothko's like a waffle place, a famous waffle place, man.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, Rothko's, okay.
There's one in Hollywood, I think, and I think there's one right in the ghetto. That's like well known. I think I'd be in a Rothko's, I think. I think it's Rothko's Chicken and Waffles. I've never had chicken and waffles before. Have you done that before? I know you live in a weird part of the country. Have you ever done that?
I don't think so. Doesn't mean I didn't, but I don't remember.
Right. Got a Rothko's House of Chicken in Long Beach. See if that works. Daddy, barbecue pizza, yeah, I'm sure I've had that.
Rothko's in Long Beach.
Hey, man, you guys do barbecue stuff there, or just, you know, just chicken stuff?
Nah, we just have fried chicken, man.
Okay. Are they field chickens or house chickens?
House chickens.
They're house chickens? They're sellouts, yeah. So, like, if the place catches on fire, then they'll help out more than the master's going to help out, right? It's house Negroes that are there?
Mostly. I don't know.
Are you a field Negro or a house Negro, man?
I'm a house.
You're a house Negro? Well, you got nice...
Yeah, man.
You're wearing nice clothes, right?
Yeah, man. Yeah. I say seized up, bitch.
You wear nice clothes and you eat the master's food, best of the master's food, right?
Yeah.
But meanwhile, the field Negro's outside and he gets beat and he gets whipped every day.
Yeah, oh well, man.
And what part of the chicken do you give him? Tell me.
Shit.
The shit part? You feed him chicken shit?
Yep.
Is that what you believe when I go in there? You're just feeding people chicken shit?
Yep.
Hey, tell me the truth. Who's the manager there right now?
I don't know, man.
Put the stupid manager on the phone. That's why. That was going nowhere. It was a bad prank call. Started off okay, but... Here's an uppity Los Angeles place.
That's just me, though. I don't want uppity chicken.
You don't want uppity chicken? Does he live at your house, on your farm? You probably do have an uppity chicken that lives there. Uppity motherfucker chicken. I had an uppity rooster at my grandma's house, I remember. He was so uppity. I hated that rooster. And one day my uncle, we caught him. I got to trap him. In the garage. I put some corn in the garage and he finally went in. And then I closed the door to the garage and said, hey, man, I got him. And then we killed him. My uncle came over, broke his neck, and then he put it in hot water and boiled out the feathers. Hello, hey.
How are you?
Listen, this one time, I know how you make the chickens there, right? Mm-hmm. I fed some corn to the chicken, and I got him inside the garage, and I closed the garage door.
Mm-hmm.
So I've got the rooster here. Now, what I'm gonna break his neck. And then what you do is you put them in hot water, right? And you boil them.
The chicken?
Yeah, you boil the chicken in the hot water so you get all the stupid feathers out, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and then how do you clean the chicken inside? That's the part I don't know. Do you know how?
Uh-huh.
How do you clean the chicken inside after you boil its feathers off?
All right, let me... Hold on. The money I can speak with you.
Okay. I'm going to say some really nasty shit now. It's reminding me of a Saturday Night Live skit. It's the one I try to find now. They had a chicken place is doing a commercial, and they explained the process of the chicken from the time it was on the ranch to it was slaughtered and processed, and then fried up and eaten when you bought it, and then it goes into your mouth and in your esophagus and into your bile system. And
hello?
Yeah, hi, listen.
Yeah.
I know I took I broke the chicken's neck and then I put him in the pot of boiling water so you can get the... That's how you get the feathers off, right?
We don't get feathers off. That's up to the plant.
Yeah, but at this point, then what I've got a boiled chicken with no feathers on it, so I know I got to cut the neck off from the neck up. But how do you clean the inside of the chicken is what I don't understand.
Everybody does it differently. So you got to take them open. If you want to cut them open and clean them out.
Well, what do you clean out? What parts do you clean out exactly?
Every part that you don't want.
What? But am I going to see it there, like the khaki and all that?
The what?
Do you see all the guts and the khaki and all that and stuff? You, like, you know
what
to get?
Whatever you don't want, you clean it out.
What do I do? Just throw it down the toilet or the sink?
If that's what you choose to do.
How much do you guys charge to install a chicken?
We don't do that.
You don't install them?
No, we don't do stuff.
So what do you do with the chickens there? What's this place then?
Hold on a minute, man. Hold on a minute.
God damn it.
Hello?
Yeah, you sell the chicken though, right?
Yeah.
Hello? Hello? Yeah, gotta wait.
Yeah, what was your question, guy?
Well, so all you do is you make the chicken, right, so I can buy it? Already
we
made.
We make chicken. We cook chicken.
Yeah,
you
make.
You want to buy fried chicken? We can tell you that. Anything
all right, so,
else, I
so then,
help you with.
I mean, you don't know about the cook cleaning the chicken, but you know about, like, I can go there and order chicken, right?
The what?
I get the chicken there to eat it. I was ready to eat, right?
Yeah.
And I put it in my mouth, and it goes down my esophagus into
that's
my stomach. It goes into the stomach.
Yeah.
And
but
then
you,
there's
it sounds
a.
Sounds like you're going to have to call the company that. Make
no, but listen, this is after. Listen, sir.
Yeah, but I what you're talking about, I really can't discuss it that way.
No, but after you, when you make the chicken.
I have another call I have to take.
But listen, what I'm this is when you cook
and
the
I'm
chicken.
I'm telling you, you call Foster Farms or one of those companies that
no, this is after the merchant.
They would tell you all of that.
You're not listening to me. Be patient, please,
no,
brother.
No, I'm not listening to you because I can't help you.
But I'm not asking about that anymore.
Whatever you ask me about, all the thing I can do is, you want to buy some chicken? We sell chicken.
Okay.
Chicken
well, how much is the six piece? That's what
how
I'm asking.
What?
How many pieces? You got six spaces there or what?
How many pieces do you want to buy?
How
buy
many?
A whole truckload if you wish.
Well, listen, sir. Let's not get fresh, but do you have a six piece meal or a five piece meal?
Either way.
So I can pick as many as I want?
Yeah.
And then, so you've got it cooked and I eat it, right?
That's it.
And
now,
it
anything
goes,
after that, don't ask me because I can't help you on that.
It goes down my throat into the stomach.
I can't help you on that.
There's acids in there, and it breaks down the chicken, and it goes into your guts.
I can't help you by on that.
It comes out, and you shit it in the toilet out.
Yeah. So what can I do?
Right? Hello? Hello? Hello. All right, let's call him back. I gotta take that.
No real bus, huh?
Ask him how long from when I eat the chicken to take a shit in the shit and tell it. It's because I gotta know. I don't know why I'm gonna ask that, but it's in my head now. How long after I eat the chicken do I have to take a shit in the toilet? What a fucking night, man. What a fucking night. Yeah, how long after you eat the chicken, how long until you have to take a shit in the toilet?
Please, hold on.
Okay.
Hello?
Yeah, hello.
Yeah. Can I help you?
Yeah, six-piece chicken, right?
What?
Six-piece chicken?
No.
Did you five-piece?
You say Steve's chicken?
No, chicken. You got six-piece chicken, fried chicken?
Yeah.
All right, can you put me down for that?
Put you down for 5 pieces of chicken?
6 pieces of chicken, not five.
You want 6 pieces of chicken?
Yes.
All right, come in and pick it up.
No, I'm making an order. I want to have to stand there with those people.
Okay, you want 6 pieces, what part?
Dark meat.
Huh?
The dark meat.
The what?
Dark only, dark meat only.
You want wings, thighs, breast, or legs?
But last time I checked, the wings were white meat, right? They're not dark meat? Is there something new?
I didn't hear what you said. You want dark meat or white meat?
Dark meat.
Okay, you want dark meat, no problem.
Okay, and after I eat the 6 pieces, how long until I have to take a shit in the toilet?
That's up to you. Check your digestive system, okay?
Is there an average time to make it go to shit in the toilet?
Yep, probably about 2 years. How's that?
That's bad chicken, then.
Right.
That's so bad.
2 years, you can't wait that long. I don't know what to tell you. Go to call Kentucky Fried Chicken, see what they say.
Are you some, all right? You said some feel Negro? All right. Cool. Damn, feel Negro's all up in it. All right.
How do he know that I'm called Kentucky Fried Chicken anymore?
Yeah, I don't know. I think someone sent in to Kentucky. Someone sent in to KFC. No, you know, I went by an old one here in Orlando, and it still had it had no KFC outside. It still said Kentucky Fried Chicken. I was like, damn, it was all faded. No, it was still open though, and it was in the black part of town. It was on that side of the train tracks, if you know what I mean. All right, Herbal sent the number for Popeye's Chicken and Watts. Try them. They gotta be open and watch, dude. They cluck and shake when their feathers are plucked, but when you pluck their feathers, they shake a feather. Yeah, hi, listen. Do you do the pieces? Do they come like 3, 5, or 4, or 6? How does
we have a 2-piece, a 3-piece.
Yeah, that's nice. That's nice. I like that. What's up with you? How do I make how do you make an order there? Can you make an order before? You just have to come in.
You have to come in.
Oh, you don't take like reservations or anything?
No, not here.
So, do you say that 2-piece? Is it? Can I get that 2-piece dark? Right? You can do just dark meat.
Yeah.
Does that come with any sides?
One side order and one biscuit.
Let me get this right. The 2-piece meal come with the one side and the one biscuit. And how long after I eat that do I take a shit in the toilet?
Shit, I don't know. Ask your mama.
How long does it take you? Shit, I don't know. Ask your mama. Good point. She got a point. There you go. That's this episode's title, maybe. There's another contender. We should start asking people at the end of the show to give us the phrase of the night, the phrase of the day, and that's what we'll make it. Name the show title tonight. There you go. They can answer now. You see what I mean? They just pick up and hang up. They're smart. They do work with tools over there, those people. All right, Nunu, what'd you send? McDonald's in Cardiff, Wales. A woman answered, insists on speaking to someone who can speak Welsh. Do people... Is there actually... There's not actually a Welsh language, is there? Is there? I think there is, right? Don't they speak the...
Yeah, there is.
That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to be like... Celtic. All right, let's do it. This is some Welsh prank calls. I think this is the first in internet Welsh prank calling right here.
The cost of this call is 2.
Another first for you. Madhouse Radio. Breaking down barriers in the prank call scene. Yes, sir. I insist to speak to someone who speaks Welsh.
Where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Chicago, Illinois.
What's it about?
I need to speak to someone who speaks Welsh only. I only speak Welsh.
Do you know you can do to McDonald's restaurant?
Yeah. I'm calling to get some information because I'm in town. But I need to speak to someone who speaks Welsh only. That's the only person.
There's no one here that speaks Welsh.
Do you speak
not fluently anyway?
Isn't this Wales?
Yeah, but there's no one here to speak Welsh.
How sad is it that I'm in a country of Wales and people don't even speak the stupid language here? What does that say about you, honey? You're a sellout Uncle Tom. She hung up already. I'm going to call her back. Complain. She's a sellout Uncle Tom. Come on, man. I ain't not going to speak the language.
I think that.
There is a Wales. I guess there is a Welsh language. I thought that. Alright, Dragon Taxis in Newport, South Wales. Let's do it.
Hello?
things start to get better.
My blood.
Everything's got to be better. I declare, I believe that today.
Hello, Dragon.
Yeah, I love it.
Hello.
Hello. Yeah, I only speak Welsh. Is there a Welsh speaker there? What the fuck? They don't like that at all, Nunu. Am I offending them somehow? There's some American guys saying that shit. They get pissed.
Hello, Dragon.
Yes, hi. Do you speak Welsh?
No.
Is there anyone there that does?
No.
I can.
Good for you.
Bye. What else am I supposed to do with that, Nunu? That's your idea. That sounds like a retarded chicken. And this is, what is it? Good morning is Bora Dar? What the fuck is that? Tom Jones as well. So they should respond to this. I'm Tom Jones. Is he the most famous Welshman ever? Who else is Welsh? Is James Bond from Wales? I think he is. Isn't he Welsh? Just start the car with Bora Dar. Alright. So, all of you Africans, all you fucking Africans.
Hello, Trucking.
Bora Dar. Bora Dar.
Bollocks.
What is she saying? Is she just cursed man in Welsh? You heard her? That's how they talk, those nasties.
Yeah, I was pretty cursed again, yeah.
Angry black.
Wake up, jumped out my bed. I'm in a two-man cell with my homie little half dead. Murder was the case that they gave me.
Hello, Dragon.
Yes, hi. I'd like to reserve a taxi, please.
Where from?
I'm going to be flying from Chicago, Illinois.
And what time?
It's tomorrow around 1:04 a.m. I'd like to have a vehicle come pick me up. And then the temperature in Wales is the temperature centric
system. The attendant to as soon as an operator becomes free.
Hello? What the fuck? They just threw me out. I'm going to complain. I'm paying money for this. This is an international call. Hello. She hung up. I already called it. I ruined it with the taxi place, Nunu. I'm sorry. Find me more Welsh numbers, and I'll continue on that theme. That's fun. God, I wonder, can you save me? Got a liquor store in Gary, Indiana. Looks depressing, according to Herbal Bacon. Let's call him. So I guess I got to handle mine. Since I did the crime, I got to do my time. What you gonna do when you grow up and have to face responsibility? Hello, Benny Swift.
Yeah,
hi. What's going on, sister? How you doing? Hello?
Who you want to speak to?
I wanted to see what you had available there as far as spirits and liquors. Is that okay, or am I calling? Do you think I'm a creditor or something?
Huh?
Do you presume I'm a creditor or something like that?
No, creditors don't call this time of night.
Yeah, I know. That's what I'm saying. You know, hey, is there someone there who could tell me if you have certain? I got three items that I need, and just to get a, you know, total on it.
Well, we can't get prices over the phone.
Why not?
You'll have to come in.
Why not?
You gotta check with the owners. I'll just work here.
Well, can you tell me the shit's in?
Huh?
Can you tell me the stupid shit is in? Why would I say that? How crass of me to talk. Wow. I'll call it back and apologize. I always make it right. I forgot. I was supposed to call, talk balls to her. I was going to call. Can't get credit by furniture. Because you're black. Hello? This is McDonald's. Boradar. Boradar. What the fuck? That was gay. With the GH. He's broken English. Yes, can you make someone speaking Welsh, please? That's the only way I know this broken English is speak like a fucking spick. Is that gonna work? I don't like this. No, no. This makes me scared.
Hello, Dragon.
Yes, I'd like to get a taxi machine, please.
Where from?
From the airport, Welsh Airport.
We'd need it prepay.
Wales International Airport. How would you make that? Do you use JCB card or Sears Master Charge?
By credit card. We take credit cards except Amex.
All right, I'll give you the... Okay, that's fine. I don't have Amex. I have a credit, major credit card I have.
Hang on a second.
We're entering an unusually high number of calls to our company. But are working
I'm
going to
pay with
a
Sears card, everybody. Why do I understand? It's a lot of Americans keep calling in. Carfid Airport? Okay. Cardiff. Cardiff or Carfid?
Thank you for holding. A member of our staff
Cardiff.
Will attend to you as soon as possible.
Alright, thank you, Buzzard and MST3 Clay. I should start flirting with her talking about my high limit. Hello? Did she just hung up because she heard me laughing? Or she just said, I'm going to complain about people hanging up on me like that. Don't do that meme, car fucking leader. Damn, that's what I get for talking. I should mute myself when I'm doing these things. Connect, bitch. Ugh.
The cost of this call is 2 cents per minute.
Hello, Dragon.
Yes, hi. I was following up on the taxi machine. I was trying to get prepaid.
Okay, have you got nothing better to do with your time?
No, I was calling to make a taxi machine for Cardiff Airport. Pick me up tomorrow. Hello? Hello, sir?
Yeah, it's going to require prepayment.
But I'm telling you, I got to pay with a credit card. I don't understand what the problem is here.
Yeah, that's fine. That's not a problem. What time is it you arrive in?
Do you charge extra for after hours? Because I think the flight comes in at 1:04 in the morning.
1:04. Okay. And
is there a separate charge for after hours or dead miles or anything like that?
No, it's exactly the same.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Okay. What time, where are you going to when we pick you up?
I'm going to be at the terminal that JetBlue comes out of. Do you know, I think that's the blue terminal is what they call it there.
But where are we taking you to?
You're taking me to the hotels, the Radisson. I understand it's about 3 miles away from the airport.
No, that's incorrect. It's a lot further than that.
Is it really? How much further? These people.
It's about another 15 miles.
It's not. That's not going to be too bad then. How many? How much is the charge for that for prepay?
If you prepay, it's going to be £50 in total.
What's that in euro?
We don't do euros.
But you're in the European Union.
Doesn't matter.
I'm sorry.
I would charge a pound sterling.
You're in the European Union, as far as I understand, and you're required to accept. Well, so then you're saying that I can only pay with a credit card then?
You can pay by credit card, and we do it in pounds sterling.
But it won't come out in euro then. It's going to come out in pounds.
Yeah.
How many? You don't have any idea how many pounds to the dollar, do you?
No, not at the moment. I don't know the exchange rate.
I think there might be an exchange rate. Okay, well, whenever you're ready, I will give you my Sears Master Charge number for you to put through the computer machine.
Yep, what was the number?
It's 3790.
Yep.
22003.
Yep.
That's it.
Nope, that's not a credit card number.
That's my Sears Master Charge.
No, this credit card number is 16 numbers long.
That's like a Visa or a MasterCard, but you said that you take everything but American
Express.
Every
credit card number is 16 numbers long.
You said it was everything but American Express.
We don't accept American Express.
But you said that, but I'm not giving you an American Express number. I'm giving you the Sears Master Charge. And it's accepted as Sears and Kmart.
We don't accept American Express. I'm afraid you'll have to ring back.
I didn't say. So, do you accept Visa then?
We accept Visa, yeah.
All right, I'll give you that number.
Okay.
All right, it's 4233.
5112.
The code on the back is 75.
785. An expiry date?
It expires December of. And I'll hold for the confirmation number, please, because I want to make sure that I'm picked up on time and that there's no excuses. Thank you. I'll hold. Thank you.
1 second.
Watch this. You don't know my credit card number. I was reading random numbers off my desktop. There you go. Lies. Well, go ahead and put it through Buzzer, just like this lady is. Go nuts. If for some miraculous reason I got it right, holy balls. Man, am I in trouble. You're right, I did look up my number.
I'm sorry, so that has come up declined.
What did you read? Can you read it back? Maybe you missed a number.
No, it's come up as declined. I put in the correct number. I tried it twice.
Can you please read it back? Maybe you got a wrong digit. I don't understand.
Yeah, 4233 12.
No, not 42.
No, that's the number you just
did. It's 12.
Okay, I'll try it again.
And the K, and then December. Hang on, she's not listening because I gave her the wrong expiration date. I'm gonna keep her making go back and forth.
Do it, Mr. 3.
Thank you for holding. A member of our
team. Yeah, you guys really wrote that down. You're assholes, man. You guys are real dickheads. You guys don't stop. You guys are on top of things. Newegg took the card just fine, Herbal Bacon. Awesome. Well, at least we got this lady to do something now. This is asking about the chicken and the shit. I want to take a shit in the toilet.
I'm sorry, so that's come up as declined as well.
I don't really. I'm a little embarrassed. I just made those numbers up. I don't really have a credit card number.
Yeah, I know that.
So did you put it through twice?
Well, you think we're fucking stupid or something?
You stupid bitch. What did you say? I might have put it through three times for nothing. Yeah, I'm a rebel. Getting ready to end the show pretty soon. It's 1:18 a.m. I've been on, wow, 10, 11, 12, 1. 3 hours, 20 minutes. Man, just thinking about it makes me want to yawn. We missed an incoming call. And we got a new voicemail. I don't know it was Boop. Someone said boop really loud. RBCP and General Ops now. Uh-oh. They're going to do a hostile takeover of Madhouse Radio. And we're almost done here. Let me do like one or two more pranks. See if I got any new numbers. If not, we'll call it a night. Cool. Well, we've called all of Nunu's numbers as far as I know, so I'll close that out. We got the Welch Castle here from Herbal Bacon. All right, I'll try that. I don't know, boys. I don't think this ain't gonna. I don't think this ain't gonna work. This Welch Castle. And one ring left.
Ryan, terminate the call, please.
And that's it. All right, folks, that's the end of my time. I only pay for 3 hours on Cacti Radio. Tuck's website is tuckermike.com. My website is madhouselive.com, cactiradio.com. Phone Losers got their website. Phone Loser, is it phonelosers.org, isn't it? Yeah, I know. I got the shit bookmarked, and I type P-H-O-N, and it comes up in my Google Chrome. Like, hey, there it is. I don't bother remembering shit. What I got to do that for? This is fucking 2010. Everyone just goes to Google and searches it. Remember shit for? Fuck that. I had found here earlier. Hang on, let me find. I found the outro music we used to use here all the time. Where'd the shit go? You know, the funky chimes? I had found it. Let me go to my recently played. I played it right when we were starting up. Let's see, Nirvana.
It's my birthday. Got to play funky chimes.
J Electronica, Oasis. What? This is not in the right order here. Played last. There we go. All right, let's go back.
Oasis.
The Beastie Boys. Am I going back in time? No, I'm going forward. 820. Dr. Dre. Fidel Castro speech. You played that. The Green Zone DVD. No, that's not it. That's a movie I was watching. Oh, man. I can't find it now. Fuck. Let me see which one it is. Eucalyptus? No. Sarsaparilla? Red number 40? No, it's none of these. I can't find it. I had found it right when we were getting ready to start the show. I tested things and it came up. I guess not. I don't remember what the name of it is. Maybe MSC3 Clay remembers. It had a name. It had a fucking name. Some special name. Let me see. Some burdock. It's not The Root. I'm trying. I just don't remember. I really want to hear it now. It's one of those things. Dragon's Blood. Was it this? No, it wasn't that. Can't be. I think I stuck it at the end. Yeah, it is what I did. Hang on, I got it now. Whorehound. Aha! Found it, finally, bitch! Yeah. Alright. Alright. Thank you very much for listening, everybody. This has been Madhouse Radio for the evening of Thursday through Friday of August 19th through 20th. I gotta do this one. BBC, Nuna sent in the last one here. BBC, the office for the BBC, and he said that I should check, see if they have their toilet license. Okay, cool. Last call of the night. I'm gonna end the show as soon as this call's over. So thank you everyone for listening. We'll be back next week. I'll try to make an effort to do a early notification for everybody so you know when we're going to do the show. Alright. I'm trying. This is BBC.
On the BBC switchboard.
Yes, hi. This is BBC One.
This is the BBC Intel switchboard. You speak to you.
Okay, well, I'm calling from the riot in Manhattan. I'm supposed to be put on the air.
Put on the air.
Yeah, I'm calling from the riot in Manhattan. This is Jack Valente.
Yeah, I know who you are and where you're calling from. What I'm asking is which program are you ringing for?
I was supposed to be live on the news program. I guess it's BBC One. I don't know, whatever the urgent news would be on.
I would presume it would be News 24 Breakfast then.
Okay, can you get me through, please?
Yeah, baby, 2 moments. I'll transfer you through.
Thank you.
It's ringing for you now.
Thank you, sir. Oh my god, it's Captain Jack's moment here. I hope someone's recording BBC now.
Tinker Killian. Tinker Killian, dude.
Hello. Nothing. This is the theme song of News 24 right here.
It is, man.
That'd be awesome. This is BBC News 24. Well, make King up a call back. Come on, man. I thought I was going through the news desk. That'd have been awesome. Yes, I was being transferred to News 24. This is Jack Valente. I'm calling from the news van in Manhattan from the riot.
So, was it Jack Valente?
Yes.
Lovely. One moment for me. And which news van, dear?
Yeah, I'm inside the news van now. There's a riot in downtown New York, Manhattan. I'm supposed to go on the air ASAP.
New York. Lovely. I'll be 1 moment. I do need to announce the call. Thank you.
There's starting fires on the road already.
Oh, no.
I see OJ. He looks scared, man. I see OJ.
Really do that. Just do that. Just do that.
And I'll pop a buoy to you all.
Hi, Jack. Thanks very much for holding for me. I've just spoken to a colleague that you were speaking to previously. He did get through to breakfast to advise them that you were on the phone.
Mm-hmm.
And they've asked, have you got a name of anyone you're meant to be talking with? Because they've got no recollection of any interview that's going down.
They said I was supposed to speak with a Mr. Hunt and a Miss Taylor. I don't know. I'm from America. I don't know. I just was told I was supposed to speak to I don't know. It's getting pretty dangerous here. Like, to be honest with you, I can't stay here for a long time. We're going to have to move the van back pretty soon because they're lighting cars on fire.
Right, okay. 1 moment again for me. Obviously, I can only put you through, so let me take the call over.
Oh,
so
Jesus. Oh, my God. They're getting really close. Back the van up a little bit because I'm not going to... This can't work. There's no way. Someone make explosions in the background. I wish I had my other laptop set up. I would. And they disconnected. Aw. Oh, well. Well, whatever. I tried. Maybe one day we'll be lucky enough to pull off a jinx. Alright, we're out of here. That's it. I said I was out when I was out, and I'm out. Can't say I didn't try. Maybe it'll go viral on the internet anyway. Maybe someone will tweet it over there at old BBC. And President Barack Obama will have to come on with that blind mayor guy, Governor Patterson. Oh, he's a governor, I guess, right? The blind mayor named Governor Patterson, yeah. And Governor Patterson will fall down on a flight of stairs. And he's blind, and everyone will laugh. And it's cool because he won't know who was laughing at him. Yeah, Nuna, I think she might have heard me when I laughed. The chuckled there a little bit. She might have heard me. Oh, well, I screwed it up. We'll wait. We'll try in a few months. Now, Chloe, my cat's in here. I gotta go. Bye! Bye.